It's the Tiltcast, episode 86, Thug Tour and Algorithms.
It's a hard life, you know what I'm saying? It's just hard life. Keeping it real, gotta keep it real.
And so this week, we're going to be talking about Max Payne and how gritty it fucking is. Of course, we're going to bring up some Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, and then me and fucking Victor here talk a shitload about Diablo 3, and hey, we actually think it's pretty damn good. So, also stick around for some pretty insane conversation. Stay tuned.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. All right, so let's get this started. And to this side of me is Justin.
Hey, what's up?
And right in front of me is, little Vicky.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Victor?
Lots.
All right.
He's got an excited grin on his face.
Yes. He was talking to us about, was it the Jaeger girls and
he's
taking shots
about Jaeger titties.
out of their breasts.
I love the bars. It's a bad thing.
Nice. Anyway, so it's been an interesting week of gaming, has it not?
It has. Yes. You should probably mention that we're down some folks.
If I don't introduce her, then no, she's not here. If they don't hear her go, oh, you skipped me.
So, yeah. Well, Holly's on a float trip, and then Will Doba is doing something.
And if you were here last week, you'd know that. So, she's not here right now. She's off in the float.
Floating
down a shitty river.
Now, would a pirate still consider that the drink? Or is it too small for a...
It's only knee-high, that's the problem.
Knee-high?
Yeah.
And the pirate would probably know that if you do drink from this water, you'll die in, like, hours.
Yeah.
It's green.
Some kind of weird brain parasite.
I'm pretty sure it's chicken.
Well, there's that girl who died at Keystone a few years ago. She got that weird parasite that went in through the scanning filter.
This is just the Illinois River, and the thing is, right now it's float season, so there's all sorts of shit going down that river.
Yeah.
And
literally.
And it hasn't rained in a long time, so I'm sure it's probably at its lowest that it's always been.
Yeah, there's probably a lot of dead birds, bum husks, all kinds of stuff.
You know, he shed his skin. Yeah. It's floating past.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's a flotation device. It's a bum's shedded skin.
Like, summertime, let's get this, let's peel this dried on coat off and throw it into the river.
Oh, that old Colt 45 is only half empty.
Yeah. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. Or it's half full of pee, I don't know.
Yeah. That's gross. Anyway, so we've had a fun week of gaming and events and stuff. Justin, what have you been doing?
Quitting smoking.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is going to be the first smoke-free episode of the Dilcast ever.
I've got my little nicotine inhaler right in front of me.
Yeah, I got my fucking crack pipe here.
So you're going to hear lots of throughout the episode.
But not from me, go non-smokers. Yeah. Sorry, smokers.
We'll be there soon. So, yes. Yeah, so what else have you been up to?
Just playing a lot of Diablo and with some Ghost Recon and some Max Payne and obviously work. Nice. Nothing too exciting because, man, I'm elbow deep in Diablo right now.
Nice.
So good.
Oh, God, I've put so much time into that already.
Nice. Vic?
Diablo 3, work, and a lot of drinking.
Jaeger titties.
Oh, yeah, the Jaeger girls showed up at the bar and they're like, first I notice they're carrying a big bag. What else would Jaeger girls have in that bag but swag? And I'm all about swag.
I think I know why women go for him. It's because he looks like a virgin.
Oh, that's cute.
You know, he has this kind of virgin look to him. The goofy smile.
They don't usually go for the virgins.
I know, but the goofy smile and all that. He just
well,
kind of...
something's working.
Yeah.
So, Jaeger girls, huh?
Oh, man, yeah. And the girl I was with was actually the best wingman in the world. She went over there and she's like, hey, what's in the bag? And so we walk up. Me and a guy named Justin, actually. And it's pretty cool. And so you go over there, and she's like, well, you got to get shots to get stuff. And I'm like, well, that's funny. I just got a Jaeger bomb right here in my hand. And so banged one of those down, got my shirt. And then same thing happened for the lanyard, then the hat, then the bandana.
But you drank some of these from between their breasts.
Yeah, there was some boob shots going on.
That's what I thought.
It was good stuff. Yeah. It was actually, we brought five shots over there. So the three of us
did. Did you do a Wookiee slide at any point?
That's where
they get down on all fours and you get underneath them and somebody pours a shot through their ass crack and muff
down into your mouth. I wish. They would have probably had a vagina fall out, those shirts, the skirts and stuff they were wearing, and the boots. I think there's like official Jaeger boots that are knee-high and black leather because all four of them had the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Maybe they just all shop at the same place.
They were, I mean, at best, the shortest one is as tall as me.
So in your fantasies, did they all live together?
In my fantasies, they did more than live together.
I know, but you know what happens.
There was only one room and one shower, and they were the same thing.
But they were all within the same housing in your fantasies, although you know that's probably not the case. But yeah, they're like, it's cheap and affordable.
Hey, you know what? They drink enough of the Jaeger all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. The Vic and his fantasies.
It was so good.
Delusion.
I didn't realize that was what was going on. You should have been more explicit.
Well, when
I
would have
probably just jumped off Diablo to be like, well, Holly, you can just guide Gauntlet tonight. I'm going to go...
I'm not too bad at texting, so when I text, I usually send a pretty detailed thing. When I send something like, Nos, come quick, Jaeger Girls, Baker Street, now.
You should have just sent a picture.
I did, didn't I?
It doesn't pick up on my show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit, I did.
Phone. I forgot, yeah.
You must be one of the people that's always sending me pictures, right?
What?
You still got the picture?
I believe I do.
Let's take a look at it. Let's see what Justin missed.
Let me see. And this is another guy named Justin. She's like, oh, I love that name. And he's Justin. You're a Justin. Ha ha. Connection of a brain. Let me get another Justin up here. He's got a penis, too. Yeah. Enjoy.
Vic that's really wants to get that three-way going on. The JBJ.
Jesus.
So. The JBJ.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really into the.
I'm kind of worried about this.
It's like two Justins and a Vicky. Don't make it right.
That was.
Not sure if I'm into this now.
That was pretty much what wrecked my whole weekend. I was so wasted. There's the other Justin and one of the Jaeger girls. That's the boob. That's the boob shot Jaeger girl.
Oh, she's pretty cute. It's kind of
dark, not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
That was, you know, just the.
Are there any short-haired ones? Like maybe blonde, about ear length, maybe neck length.
No, there was a blonde one, but not short haired. And then there was a redhead.
Like, oh, redhead. How like, long was the redhead?
Oh, the redhead was like kind of long and flowing, and you know, mid back. It was not mid back, but shoulder blades.
Nice Irish looking.
Oh, it was good. It was good.
I love the pile of the Irish roses.
She was trying to show it off too much, so I was like, eh, I'll get back to the person.
Whipping it around.
Just.
Well, it's not like they get tipped. They just
they got tipped.
They do.
People were stuffing money in their shirts.
Wow.
And stuff. Well.
So they're basically mobile strippers.
They're mobile strippers. They are. And they're like, "We'll see you guys later. Our bag's empty. Going to the next bar." I'm like, "Where are you going?" So they went to another bar. I was going to stalk them.
And then as soon as they get outside, they duck into the alley and they all pee standing up.
Yeah, exactly. Really right. Dudes. Well, they're wearing skirts, so they're really take a little, wider step.
As soon as they walk through the door, it's just like, "We'll see you guys later." Oh, I can't wait to get back in the car.
It was pretty good. So. I probably had 10 shots of Jaeger.
You had man penis against your body. Yeah, they're probably dudes. Since I wasn't there, I'm going to say they're probably dudes. If I was there, I'd tell you.
That really sounds like the sound of jealousy.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry, I didn't text you. Trent would have came across.
Oh, yeah, I totally would have drained out.
He would have.
Yeah. I don't know. What was I doing Saturday? Nothing.
Well, and see, I almost did nothing. Not everybody had gears late that night, and so... Basically, what happened is it went from Diablo, which I was having a lot of fun playing, to damn it, I got to do Gauntlet. I want to be faithful to people who want to play, and I did. And then I found out nobody really wanted to play Gears that night. And I was like, well, what a bummer. And then Nymph's like, my disc is all fucked up, whatever. Holly's like, why don't we just play Minecraft for a little while? And I was like, okay. So I bought Minecraft and I started playing with Holly, and pretty soon, like. People are just diving in the game and
mind-boggling. Sorry, this is Minecraft for 360. Sorry.
Yeah. And so we ended up playing that for the better part of the night. And I guess we picked up a new fan, a guy named Eric, that was I'd never talked to before. Super cool guy.
He had his kid on there with him.
He had his kid on there for a little bit, and then his wife jumped in, and when they put their kid to bed. So
cool. And that's when the real crafty began.
Well, we built like this little house with we were building a moat, and then it went way down, and like it was like a team build effort. And Holly made bedrooms for everybody so we could like synchronize sleep.
Oh jeez,
all in the same room. It's well, like it the Jaeger girls' house.
It was all in one room. It was all in one room in one huge, giant, creepy ass bed.
Kind of like Vic's fantasy about the Jaeger girls where they live.
And then. She's like, I was like, this is kind of fucking creepy. She's like, I understand. And so she just sat there and started making bedrooms. And so for about an hour, Holly like crafted individual bedrooms for everybody.
Oh, she's fun. Like, I understand.
Oh, no.
You're just not on my level of comfort, so we'll go ahead and take it back a step. So, ist das Wabelhaft? So, yeah. Anyway.
That's what I ended up doing Saturday night. I didn't... Right. Obviously... I really do. I do like the fans a lot, so I do play a lot of community games.
Just like, I love the pussy.
But the thing on Minecraft is, when you build a bed down there and you're sleeping, technically you're sleeping in a mineshaft, right? I mean, you're sleeping in a mineshaft.
There's a lot of creepy noises. Have you ever been in a mineshaft, Justin, in real life? It's not the way you think it is.
And things are dark and deep as a mineshaft, but they're not as...
Yeah, you're laying there in bed, and you see a rat riding a turd down a little river that runs through your bedroom.
Whatever floats your boat, or your turd.
They even have a little piece of a Swiss cheese on a toothpick for a fucking mast to go down. So, and is eating that as it goes. Anyways,
Five-O goes whichever way this piss stream's floating.
Yeah, right. Five-O. Yeah, Five-O goes, it goes down. Anyways, so that was your Saturdays.
Yeah, that was our Saturdays.
My Saturday was eventful, was it not?
Yeah, you were working on something?
Well, I was working on stuff, and then I thought, okay, I installed New Vegas just to kind of jump back into it and have some fun. I installed New Vegas and Fallout 3 on the PC, because I was going to go ahead and jump back in there and just shits and giggles, turn on the console, and just start fucking around, like make myself like 200 feet tall, and just have fun. And I get all set up, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit down. So I start playing something, and I heard this clicking noise. I thought it was one of my fans messed up, maybe. So I open the case, and I'm looking around, trying to find out what's going on. And then it started to dawn on me. I was like, I bet my old-ass hard drive is about to fucking die because of that clicking sound.
You start hearing the clicking noise, you know something's up.
So I rebooted the computer.
And
yeah, it was the hard drive. So I had to run out. Thank God I quit smoking this weekend. Because... otherwise, I couldn't afford to do this. So I ran out, and I was up at Best Buy, and I picked up a new hard drive, came back, installed the damn thing, got Windows back on it, and started fucking putting software back on. And then Sunday, I was finally able to sit down and spend about 3-4 hours just fucking around inside of Fallout New Vegas, screwing around with the console. So,
what hard drive did you go with?
I went with a 500 gig Barracuda, which is actually half of what I had before, because I had a terabyte drive in there. But when I was up there, I saw they had a solid state drive for a really good price for, like, I think it was a 250 gig. So I was like, I'm going to go ahead and just buy this 500 gig, set that aside, install this basic stuff, not a whole lot of games, and then on payday or the next payday, I'm probably going to go down there and buy that 250 gig solid state drive. And put all my games on there.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you that aren't tech savvy, that just means that your machine runs that much faster. It
runs like that.
Like a flash drive compared to burning a CD.
It's like a pony. It's like a pony chasing a horse.
Yeah.
The horse is going to win. So, and that's pretty much how that's going to work. And it's going to be sweet.
I agree. I probably go with a solid state drive here pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm working on buying 4 microphones.
You're going to buy 4?
Well, 3.
No, okay. Do you still have that money I gave you?
No.
Okay,
I owe it to the show. So.
Well, then, yeah, you're on your own then. I already gave you like $60 or $70.
Nice.
No, I know. I'm going to buy some mics for the show.
Jeff's got some old vocal mics.
We're going to go with some more blue balls.
Ooh.
Some more snowballs.
Yeah.
So right now, this cast is being broadcast through a blue snowball.
Do you want to do me a favor then? Just buy 2... Just buy one more of them, and then buy a USB mixer. A little tiny 4-channel USB mixer.
Okay.
Yeah, because that would actually work out way better. You can actually buy 3 microphones. One more for out there, and then one for your room when you're doing your commentary stuff.
Gotcha. Unplugging and plugging is so hard these days.
It's more about getting behind the computer and stuff, yeah. Because I'm limber. Not so much.
I'm just kidding. That must have been an interesting thing to find out.
Yeah.
Your turn. Oh.
Yeah. He was like, you can reach my balls and my tank. Anyway. Anyways.
Yeah, not sure we're going with that.
Was it that ball and chain reference? You're my ball and taint.
Fuck that.
That's funny.
If I was your boyfriend.
No, I didn't hear that. So we actually had a Phil Collins rock out in the office today. Because we were talking about this new company that we're working with named Genesis. They have 2 websites. One is Genesis, and the other one is this OME company, and they want us to make a HUD to marry the two. For customer service and all that, and we were trying to come up with a name for it and new logos for both, sorry, for both companies plus a new thing. And I was like trying to think of a logo for Genesis, and we couldn't think of one. And I was like, "Well, I'm just gonna get a picture of Phil Collins and some tom drums." And I was like, Brian was like, "I don't know if that would instill the right idea." And so I just called some random person. I was like, "Hey, Jason, come here." He's like, "What is it? Imagine you see Phil Collins and some tom drums. What does that bring to mind?" He's like, "In the air tonight." And I was like, "Exactly." So we pulled up the video for that. We just sat there and watched it. And we got to the part where the do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, it's just fun stuff. But we did not go that direction for the logo. But I did come up with a name for the marriage website with the HUD. And we took the first 3 letters from the Genesis website and the initials for that one, which is OME. And it's the Genome Project.
Good place to start right there.
Genome. So now we're like being all super dorky, talking about how we're working on the Genome Project. super classified, top secret, the genome approach.
Genetic engineers over there.
Yeah, a bunch of genetic engineers. And then we made a couple Metal Gear Solid references, or at least I did. So, but it was kind of fun. But as for Saturday, that's what I did, was replace the hard drive.
Super productive. I was going to tie in something with your music reference. Earlier today, wake up to the radio, and there was an advertisement for Justin Bieber.
Oh, he's doing a show here.
And I didn't know who it was at first. So I thought it was some, like, preteen chick singing.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That's the first time I'd ever heard Justin
Bieber. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that emasculating.
You didn't realize that?
Like, looking at him.
Pictures and pulling
a picture? No, I know what he looks like.
Yeah.
I know what he looks like. We had a friend of ours at work we used to call Beeb because she had her haircut kind of like that.
With a wave thing in the front.
Yeah.
She's old Bieber.
Yeah, old Bieber.
Yeah.
But, anyways, no, I heard that, and then I was talking to my buddy at work, and I was like, so, you know, I heard the commercial for the Justin Bieber concert. I was like, I just realized how much more kick-ass I was as a teenager than kids.
Yeah. Well, it's funny.
When I was 15, I was like, when's Pantera coming to
town? Yeah, actually, well, we were talking about that this today, actually. We were bringing this up, and I was talking about, you know, not even my generation, but the generation after me had Hanson, and now they're down to Bieber.
Well, it's funny about Hanson
and Rebecca Black.
Hanson was local, at least, so we had some.
But they got international acclaim. Yeah. They were huge in fucking Japan and stuff like that. I don't know why.
Well, Isaac was at my junior prom.
Yeah, I tried to run over the little one with a car one time.
They came to
purely by accident.
I used to work in a movie theater in town, and they came in and expected to get in free.
Not
and I was like,
so you can doom bop your ass back to the
line. They came in their bus, like, oh, well, like, I carry your stinking hands.
Oh, God.
Let's get that trash
they
out
came
here.
In the hands.
So they got pretty pissed. They ended up paying for tickets, and they came in. I'm like, you got millions of dollars. Pay your freaking $7.50, you turd.
None of their parents
and so, I think at that time, the youngest one wasn't even 18, so
yeah.
I don't know what they were watching, like Spider-Man 2 or something. And it was that long ago.
Probably
and,
watching Danny McPhee.
Oh, God. Ice Age 2.
Yay. Yeah.
But it was lame. But
I bet the little one still cried during the sad scene.
They complained about how much the popcorn stuff were.
Well, I was going to he came to my, I'm not going to say which one, but one of them came to my junior prom, was dating a friend of mine that was a senior.
You said Isaac. Before
can you fucking bleep that out?
No, you just said Isaac before we even got to this part.
Did I ever say this?
You did say it.
Yeah, you did. Jesus, man.
It's been confirmed twice now on this.
Yeah, because you said, well, Isaac came to my prom, and then you bring
it
back up,
over?
You're like,
we'll
I'm not
going to
say
Mario and Luigi. And
no, I ain't fucking doing it. No.
Trent's way too lazy for that.
No, it's not, because I think it's fucking funny. So.
I just incriminated myself. So, if it comes up, now, he called his girlfriend a cunt, and I got pissed because she was a friend of mine, and so I punched him. Knocked him on his ass, and I felt really good.
You're like, you're cunt.
No, they were in an argument, and he said, you cunt, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, you shouldn't be such an asshole. And then I got suspended over it. But it was
you
like,
couldn't talk to her like that. It's country.
No. I just say it was one of those things where it's like, I already didn't like them to begin with because I was, you know, that kid that definitely wasn't into Hanson growing up. And then it was like the perfect opportunity to deck a Hanson, and I did. And it felt so satisfying.
To deck a Hanson.
So, but
it's
yeah, that's
to catch a predator.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
They could do a whole show where it's just setting guys up to be able to punch one of the Hansons. You know,
that would be pretty funny.
That would be a pretty funny fucking show.
Do you need a reason to punch them? I mean, they did enough to the freaking ears back in the day. It made me listen to that crap. I couldn't reach a radio knob fast enough.
I cannot watch a romantic comedy movie without being afraid of hearing Umbop every once in a while. It's kind of scary. So. Yeah. It's happened before.
I usually steer away from the romantic comedies unless it's absolutely essential.
Sometimes it's absolutely essential and you gotta watch it. So, but luckily a lot of the girls I date have really fucked up senses of humor, so the romantic comedies they like are actually funny. So, like Dirty Love, stuff like that. And where the girl walks out and she's all tripping on ecstasy and the guy has a bass shoved up his asshole. Because he likes to have sex with
him.
It was a Jenny McCarthy movie that was like really screwed up about some chick and her really horrible dating life.
Oh,
so
sounds like My Name is Ed or whatever.
Well, the guy said they're talking about having sex with food, and he slips a bunch of like ecstasy to her, and like talks about, have you ever had sex with a bat? She's like, no. He's like, you should try it sometime. Then 30 minutes go by and she walks into the bedroom and he's there like butt naked with his bass shut up his ass. He's like, touch my bass. And it starts wiggling back and forth.
Are you talking about fish, right?
Yeah, fish. Yeah. Yeah, he has a bass fish.
Can shut I put it in your butt. Bass tonight?
Yeah. Well, what's sad is the next scene is her like laying in bed at home and she's like, her friends come in to find her. Because she hasn't answered the phone. And she won't come out from the covers. So when they rip the covers back, they just go like, oh my god! They're like, who the fuck did you screw? Charlie the Tuna? And she just starts crying.
Get a little late night bass action, you know?
Yeah, a little bass fishing.
Just a little. You better go in there. They're deep. They're in deep water tonight.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go in there and look for that, look for that bass.
The waiters.
It's a big old black bass, too.
Yeah. I think that movie, I think it's called Dirty Love. It's actually a really fucking funny movie. Surprisingly funny.
Oh,
but,
man.
But yeah. Let's see. Well, that's pretty much what we've done for our weeks. Quit smoking, computer die.
Yeah, stop. I'm sitting here with my fucking magic pixie stick here.
It's cracked by
it. Oh, man.
It looks when like it gets low, it starts making a crack noise.
Whee!
Nice.
Ooh, now you're smoking plastic.
We actually got into an argument with a friend of mine up at work, because he was like, we were talking about crack, and he was like, it's called dope. And I was like, they don't call them dope babies. They call them crack babies.
Yep.
Only 70s cops call it dope. So. Anyways.
Jeez.
Yeah. But anyways, we got some stuff to talk about. I played some Max Payne.
Yes.
Which you partook of slightly, but you got a taste.
Got a taste. Well, I watched you play some. And
it's like Colombian Coke, isn't it? Just a little taste and you're hooked.
Well, it's so cinematic, so I don't know how much you've seen of it, Vic. I mean, they've shown a lot of the action stuff on TV as part of the trailers, but they haven't shown, like, the direction of the game, really. And it's one of those, like, it's like Guy Ritchie meets, who was the other guy you were saying? It was,
Fincher, the guy who directed Seven.
Okay, yeah, so it's kind of like Snatch meets Seven.
Cool.
Oh, that's...
seven Snatches.
Seven Snatch Fever.
Yeah, flat top with Seven Snatches, so...
But,
in Turkish.
Well, the reason I say that is it has this like really gritty film look to it sometimes. Not the way that Canon
Well, it looks like a VCR, if you really pay attention. It looks like an old VHS tape, because they have the straight bar that goes across the screen that's fizzled sometimes, and then things will kind of, the tracking goes off.
Catch up and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
well, the bullet really time, cool. When you go into bullet time and everything, it's got
Well, it doesn't really do that as slightly. Much. So, like, when you go into actual gameplay stuff, it doesn't really do that much. It's when, it's all the in-between, where it's telling the narrative, telling you what's going on.
Yeah, doing the cinematics and stuff, which there's a lot of, but they're kind of important cinematics, and they bleed right through, like, You'll jump off something in the cinematic and just instantly goes into bullet time and you're sitting there shooting these guys seamless.
Oh, automatic, but did you hit bullet time or is it like
part
of the game?
No, it does it and now you're shooting. Like, there's one, I'm not going to say when, but it involves a boat turning sideways, you're in it, shooting down at another boat, fresh out of a cinematic, boom, it's fucking awesome.
It is as over the top as it can get, and it's gritty. It's fucking dirty.
Yeah.
It's
foul-mouthed.
Dark as shit.
Somebody said cunt cop at one point.
Cunt cop,
it's like, it's like, you fucking cunt cop. And I was like, ah, Jersey Boys.
No.
Yeah.
But it's gritty. I mean, it's got the same, it sounds like it's the same dude.
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, it sounds
but
exactly like him.
If you remember the original games, like, there was always the narrative going on while you're playing the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's doing that the whole time, and then it does that, like, it brings up the narrative. And then the narrative will bleed into a cinematic, and that cinematic will bleed into gameplay that will bleed back into the narrative and the cinematic.
Yeah.
And sometimes the narrative guides you around, so it's not like a mini-map or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, it'll say, you know, it looks like I can probably hit that door or hit that switch over there and the door will open.
Yeah.
Or I think I see them outside to the left, and then you just listen to it.
Or it goes like, I think they're on the balcony, or I could hear her on the balcony, so you know that you need to head out towards the balcony. But now the old games had the storyboards, which I love, the little noir comic book type storyboards that you kind of, at the beginning of each chapter, it would run through, and you could sit there and listen to it. It's all done up like comic books. They don't have that anymore in this. The cinematics, I'm actually kind of happy with the way they did it, because it's just really fresh and cool, very artsy
it
style.
It feels like a movie. Like, it really feels like a well-directed Guy Ritchie movie.
Yeah, but they did bring back the storyboards for if you are loading your game back from a save. If you hit continue, what it does is it actually shows you a storyboard while it's loading. It'll show you no dialogue, no nothing, just quick storyboards showing you this storyboard version of the cinematic that started that chapter right up to the point where you start playing, which is kind of cool. So it showed me like doing this, and then I got out, showed me walking, and then it showed me make my way through these areas I'd already gone through, and then right there, boom, I'm where I started. And that was pretty cool. So I did like that they kept the homage to the to that. Also, as soon as you start the game, the original Max Payne soundtrack with the cool cellos and stuff is the very first sound.
It's super fucking dark when you start it up. It's just...
Yeah.
It is gritty as all hell. And it's really playing off like... Max Payne was always kind of a drunk and always kind of down on life.
Well, not at first.
Not at first, but it's after the fall of Max Payne, which was two, right?
Yeah, the fall, it was Max Payne, the fall of Max Payne. And at this point, you know, if you played Max Payne 1 and 2... Max Payne 1, his wife and kid were murdered. And Max Payne 2, there was Mona Sachs and his best friend Vlad, who ended up betraying him, you know, and all that. So this guy's pretty much just been shit on constantly. And here he is now in Max Payne 3.
It plays it off almost like real time, like it's been probably about 10 years. So like,
yeah, so he's aged.
He's aged. So. He's a little bit portly. He's not as tough as he was before. He moves a little slower.
He's kind of like, he reminds me of Breaking Bad. He reminds me of
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Bryan Cranston when you first start playing, especially when you're in the hotel room or your apartment at the very beginning, because you're just sitting there drinking out in San Paul, and he's just sitting there, he's got the liquor bottle, he's just wearing a wife beater, he's just sitting there getting drunk as shit, and he's kind of like, you know, kind of hunched over, a little bit of pudge, going through these horrible memories and crap.
And it's weird how it transitions, like it'll do a memory, and then it'll use an image or a part of that image and transition into whatever he's looking at.
Like when he walks out on the balcony and the entire Panama skyline becomes a Jersey skyline, but from the Jersey River. So this building frame turns into actually a busted fence, like chain link fence, and then his shirt turns into his leather jacket, and then it just transitions back out. Or whenever he dips down by the dresser to pick up a pitcher, the dresser turns into his wife and kid's tombstone, and it shows them dropping flowers rather than picking up something. So it's just really, really
just
sad.
Really good direction. Yeah, though. I mean, I obviously he's really addicted to painkillers.
After being shot that many
times. That's your life. That's your life.
And then he's always kind of drunk. And so like when it's Max going through something and he's been drinking, like everything kind of phases in and out. It's kind of hazy. It's almost kind of drunken, like a drunken walkthrough of what he's doing. And so that's when the film grain and some of the VCR tracking goes off and whatever.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like stumbling through something.
Well, everything's kind of a memory in this because the game starts out at the end and then it's kind of a telling of how it all kind of got there.
Well,
so that's another reason I think they went with that kind of VCR kind of look to say this is all past. It also just adds really cool fucking effects, which it does.
Well, and it selectively subtitles things. Me and Trent were watching part of the game where there's some guys talking in Spanish, and well, Max doesn't speak Spanish, so none of it's subtitled. You don't know what's going on. The one guy comes up to you and kind of tells you what's going on, but
But even then, he doesn't know what's going on because he's like, it's just politics. I don't know politics, so and he just kind of guesses as to who's who. He's like, I think that guy's a cop, But the basic story for what we can tell people is that we're not going to tell you what the whole point of it is, but we all knew that Max Payne 3 was going to pick up with Max Payne leaving Jersey and moving down to San Paul, which is basically Panama.
Right.
Where he's now no longer a cop. He's trying to kind of leave everything behind and start over. And he's acting as private security for a well-known family down there with a guy that he met years ago who tracked him down and found him. And that's pretty much the story, and shit kind of hits
the fan.
Well,
it kind of, it seemed like even in the short amount of time I played that it was going back and forth between his life and... was it Jersey?
Yeah, you actually do play in Jersey a couple times here and there because they want you to see how he ended up there, because you know it would take a lot for Max Payne to leave Jersey, to leave his, you know, the memory of his wife and kid and all that crap and everything he had to go through. So, and Woden, but it's one of those things where they want you to kind of see how that happened, why he left. You want to see a few people get their just desserts in Jersey and as well as in San Paul. So,
we've talked about the story a little bit, and that's kind of our take on it. I think it's really well directed, but the other thing I wanted to mention is just how the gunplay is, because they got different options you can play with, like really sticky auto targeting, soft auto targeting, and no auto targeting.
Yeah,
I went with the soft just because I didn't know how it was going to play, and I went on just, you know, middle of the road difficulty, so normal or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that like you have a timer on the right that kind of shows your
bullet time.
Your bullet time, so you can run and jump and do your bullet time, or you can just click your right stick and go into slow-mo bullet time. But more so than that, though, it had a... You can click your left trigger and kind of snap target different people with the soft auto-targeting.
Yeah.
And that seemed to work out pretty well, but you still had to aim. Like, it would snap to their body, but not necessarily their head.
It'd be near them. Because if they're behind cover, it'll be, like, right below them. So you're getting, like, center mass, but that's covered. So you got to kind of aim up a little bit. So,
but it's handy when you're flying through the air in slow motion, like, to shoot three or four guys. You want to shoot the guy you're aiming at and then quickly snap target over to somebody else and then hopefully get maybe a third.
Yeah.
And so it comes in handy for stuff like that. And you obviously have a limited amount of bullet time, but it fills up as you shoot more bullets.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can use it fairly liberally.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it uses the cover mechanic, which is something Max Payne never really did before. Yeah. I'm kind of okay with it, but the enemies try to flush you out. So, I mean, if you stay in cover for too long, they start flanking you, which is a good idea.
Yeah. How far did you get right now?
Just past the club.
So so you're at the stadium?
Not yet.
We can say that. Okay. Okay, so...
But I've had several times, even where I'm at, where I had to just... Well, you saw me. I was just bum-rushing and praying all the time.
Yeah,
and
at the stadium, there's a particular room that when you walk in, you're actually hidden from everybody. They don't know you're there. And you're just chilling while these two guys are making their way towards you. And you start out from the cinematic right there. And you have to decide if you want to pop out and just surprise them, let them discover you, try and sneak behind, but they're going to see you because it's really easy for you to be seen. There's like 10 guys in this room. And if you use this pillar to hang out in long enough, after you take those first two guys down, they'll just start bum rushing both sides of the pillar and just come around it, which one you just got to jump backwards and start shooting on both sides of it and hope to God you kill everybody.
So, not like a cover system like Gears where you can pretty much camp there all day long.
Yeah, you can
pop out and they'll blow it up and come after you, basically.
Yeah, they get grenades later. You cannot camp.
Okay, so, I prefer that, actually, because, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of forcing you to move forward, which I'm fine with.
Yeah.
And grenades are not very happy because the second they land, you jump, but you go into bullet time.
Oh, no.
So you're like, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? And then, boom, you see you're like, ah. And you flutter a little because you just got your leg blown off. So...
Slow motion. Yeah. Everything's better in slow motion.
Yeah, pretty
not
much,
everything.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they added an extra mechanic there because it wouldn't have survived on just bullet time alone, I don't think.
No.
I think that Max Payne, everybody and their brothers kind of done that to this point of adding some kind of bullet time element. There's been a lot of games now.
Even shitty games have added some kind of slow mo. Like it was at Singularity had the sniper rifle that when you zoom in you can slow down time and shoot, which that was one of the only cool things. In that game. So,
but overall, I mean, Max Payne 3?
Perfect. I love it so far. I rented it, even though I bought it on PC. I went ahead and rented it because they finally got it in at the Redbox. Somebody had brought it back. It's a two-disc game. So I went through the entire first disc. And I'm going to take it back tomorrow. And then my PC copy will be... the PC version gets released next week. Yeah. Next week, so I'm just going to be all over that next week as all my projects are due on Tuesday. So
I can't decide if I want it on PC or if I want to get it for Memorial Weekend or Memorial Day weekend and just get it on 360. Just playing a little bit of it, I'm just pretty hooked.
I'm still going to wait for my PC version. So
I'm still a fan of controllers. You know, I love
you can
keyboard
use controllers on,
but
yeah. On most PC games you can use.
Yeah, but it's not the
it's the same.
People are going to be keyboarding it.
It's the same,
yeah,
pretty much.
It really is the same, except if you need to use a shooter and you want to use your mouse and keyboard, well, that works better.
Honestly, with a keyboard and mouse, your bullet time would be more effective because you can precisely get right in on a headshot when you're in bullet time. As for on console or controller, period, using the analog sticks can be a little tricky when you're trying to get a definite headshot because if you get something that has like a DP drop, you just drop the mouse sensitivity. And just bring it over and bam, shoot him right in the fucking head.
Let's say that mouse that I have has like fucking 5,000 DPI, so
just do it
precise as shit.
Yeah. Well, then
Drop it down for a lot of stuff.
Yeah. But the last thing that happened to him basically before this one you said was his buddy Vlad betrayed him?
Vlad ran, I think it was the Vodka Club or something, I can't remember the name, it's been years, but Vlad ran he was in Max Payne 1 as well a little bit. But Vlad was a club owner. He was a Russian, part of the Russian mob in a sense. At least had the connections that Max was best friends with. They grew up together. and he totally betrayed the shit out of Max at the end. And then Mona Sachs, who was kind of the damsel in distress slash whatever that Max was kind of protecting, but also was kind of, I don't know, a long story. And then there was like Woden, Arthur Woden, I think was his name. But Mona Sachs died at the end of Max Payne 2. And I think you cap Vlad at the end of it as well. Yeah,
it's been so long, I don't even really remember it.
Give Vlad the betrayer what he gets?
Yeah, pretty much at the end of Max Payne 2, you pretty much cut all ties to everything. Because Mona Sachs had a relation to the first game. I won't go into that. People just have to play that. And then Vlad had his reasons for betraying you. By the way, you pretty much killed all your friends. Because in Max Payne 1, if I remember, you're an undercover cop. Or is it Max Payne 2? No, I think it's Max Payne 2. I think you're undercover at the time and something goes wrong.
It's been a long time.
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Intro. I can't remember the intro to it.
Say, one thing I forgot to mention that I did want to bring up is how really minimalistic the
Max Payne 1, that's when you're an undercover cop and your go-to guy gets killed when you're meeting him, in the subways. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was saying that your UI is really minimalistic.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, Trent was showing me, he's like, hey, I got a shotgun. So he picks up a shotgun, but he's not using it. So he just holds it in one hand, and then you pull out your pistol with the other hand.
Yeah.
And then when you want to switch back, he holsters the pistol and then pulls up the shotgun.
Yeah, plus you can pick up stuff like, you can have like a MAC-10, I had like an MP5 or something like that. I don't remember. But you can pick up like an MP5 and use that, but you can also dual wield your handgun plus the MP at the same time. Or use one or the other, so.
And I thought that was kind of neat, so.
Yeah.
But overall, I'm pretty addicted already.
Well, I wonder if they're going to bring in something like dual targeting, where you can actually target two guys at once later on in the game. Because they've done that in other games, where you can highlight two people and shoot.
Never works quite right.
There's been a few where it does, but it's just like, it freezes for a second, you highlight the two you want, and boom, it goes. So,
VATS and... You're talking about VATS now.
Red Dead. Red Dead Redemption had where you had the Deadeye, where you could sit there and highlight. It's going in slow-mo, but you can still highlight two different people and then... Sorry, you highlight five guys and just sit there and shoot them all in the fucking head. So,
yeah.
Red Dead.
And that was badass.
Well, that just kind of reminds me of VATS, though, when you set it up on Fallout.
Well, speaking of...
I hardly use VATS, so it's kind of...
Did you have anything else to add to Max Payne?
So far, really kick-ass game. That's about it.
So, speaking of things like VATS, I've been playing some Ghost Recon.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty into it so far, and there's a feature in there where you basically... you have... In other games, you have a deal where you can highlight targets and tell your guys to shoot them. And so, with that in mind, you have three other squad mates... And I can highlight three targets. And once I've highlighted those three targets, they line up a shot, so they get in line of sight of those guys, and then you'll see a thing light up on your screen saying, hey, it's available for a shot. I can hold down right trigger or right bumper, and they'll shoot all their targets. Or if I highlight one of the targets I'm looking at, once I shoot and they do a synchronized shot and all four bullets hit at the same time, all four guys drop. And it's fucking amazing. But...
Nice.
So far, I mean, it's a third-person shooter with high emphasis on stealth, so it's not as much like a Modern Warfare or something like that where everything's really fast-moving, you know, run and gun. There's a whole mission that I played right towards the beginning where I just got my stealth suit, which looks pretty cool, where I came up on this village, and the idea was get as far through this village without being seen. You're going to have to kill a few guys, but we want to kill as few guys as possible and still remain undetected. And so the idea is being when you kill a guy, you want to make sure there's nobody else around to see that dead body. So, like, I had an option of killing a guy right off the bat, and I was like, no, I'm going to wait, try to sneak around this corner, and I did. And I was like, well, that's cool, I'm just going to leave him back there. And then I came up on a group of, like, three, highlight them all, do the synchronized shot, drop them all, keep trucking it until I was following a dude through this whole village, like, sniping his bodyguards within about 20 feet of him, like, after he'd passed him. And so we'd, like, run up and take down his dudes and then keep shadowing this guy. And then eventually the firefight broke out, and that got pretty intense. But a lot of times in some of the firefights, though, you can kind of hide and basically flank the enemy. So they think you're in one spot, and you can just fucking sneak your way around and reflank them while they're concentrated on your old position, which is really fucking neat.
That sounds.
But there's a lot of gadgets that you get. So you get something called like X-ray vision, and it picks up all metal targets. And so I can see people's guns, basically, like if they're on the other side of a tent, I can see where their gun's at, or see vehicles and things like that with this X-ray vision. Or I can throw out like this little sensor grenade or whatever, and it flashes once with the infrared or whatever, and then when it does that, it shows me the positions of all the enemies that were within that radius. And so I can see where they're moving and whatnot, and then sneak past them or take down selected targets. So, and I can even highlight them once I've got them selected, which is pretty fucking neat. Recently, I just got a, I can't remember what the name of the device, but it's basically like a little bitty, like, hoverbot. I can take that hoverbot and fly over everything and then, like, zoom in and pick targets up that way so I know where everybody's at. And that way kind of plan my method of attack. But all the little gadgets really neat. I mean, there's the gunsmith thing that it has on there. It has a feature called gunsmith, and so in between missions I can sit down and swap out like my gas chamber, my optics, my triggers, my gun butts, or my gun stocks.
That's largely the Kinect enabled.
Yeah, you could do that with the Kinect.
Where you do this and the whole gun will explode.
Yeah, you'd like
it, break it down
and you can slug pieces.
Sort of minority report it.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Then you do this to satchel it up, or you pull it out and it'll take you into a VR where you can sit there and...
Oh, you wait till you get that new sensor they've got out right now that 10,000 times more accurate.
Yeah. Oh, is there a new sensor coming out?
$70 is the price projected, and it is amazing. Picks up your fingertips, every little movement, all of them. It's insane.
Yeah, maybe I can get them to send us
one. We'll cover that in a bit, yeah. We'll go back to that.
So far Ghost Recon, I've gotten about 2.5 hours into it.
I mean, you can play a game with your dick with this thing.
You could. It better be a very big game in my case, but I could play one.
Play some golf.
you could probably play like half an inning. Not even close to pitching the perfect
half game. Half an inning.
Yeah. Half an inning is still half a bat. But anyway,
with
so...
cheat codes. Oh my god.
The graphics on it look pretty damn good. The gunfire looks really good. The voice acting is kind of eh. The facial animations is kind of eh, especially after watching the mocap off Max Payne. But the gunplay on it is fucking superb.
Just wait till you see it on PC.
Yeah, we'll compare.
Yeah.
But either way, I guess what I'm getting at is it's exactly what I was looking for. It was a little bit tactics light, and I didn't necessarily want as heavy tactics in this one. I know that sounds weird coming from me, but I like, with shooters, I like it to be fast-paced enough for me to keep me interested, but also still have a little bit of a thinking man's edge to it. So, I mean, with this, at least I'm planning my angles of attack rather than just, like, running through and just shooting from the hip. Because there is no shooting from the hip in this. I mean, you can't... Actually, I take that back. There's a part of it where I was rescuing a hostage. While I'm rescuing the hostage, I got my pistol out, and I'm just, like, kind of free-aiming and shooting guys with my pistol as I'm trucking my way through a bunch of RPGs and all sorts of other things. But, I mean, it has some, like, big, over-the-top Michael Bay moments kind of like that occasionally, but for the most part, I mean, there's a lot of stealth going on, and that's what I wanted from my Ghost Recon, is a lot of fucking stealth. Mm. And so, it's been pretty fucking intense so far, and I like it.
Nice.
You know what I was trying to think of, what the synchronized shots reminds me of? You remember Army of Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of. Nice. You can line up your... Take them out.
Line up your shot, and your buddy lines up your shot, and you sync.
Takes them out at the same time. Yeah. Synchronized sniping, and you see each other's little sniper thing.
Yeah, it doesn't quite do that. You just get these four icons on the top of your screen, and then you basically either shoot or you hit your button, and everybody does it. But, I mean, it's nice when you're, like, moving, and you need them to take out some targets while you're focusing on something else. And so I highlight targets as I'm going. My guys are trailing behind me slightly. Wait for them to take a position, let them snipe, and then start lining up new targets right after they snipe.
See, it's kind of funny because it's like the computer is playing the game kind of the way Brink should be played with actual real people, but never happens when you have, like, the one person who you have the guy who highlights the one target, and you can highlight that, and it'll show up on everybody's fucking screen. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the target, but everybody's too busy fucking off to go after him. So,
yeah.
Yeah, Brink could have been such a wonderful game.
User
great error. Concept, just some of the execution was not there.
Yeah, it's a lot of user error, as he just said.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people, they're going, I'm going to go after the briefcase. Well, I'm going to go after the briefcase. You're a heavy. Why do you want to go after the briefcase?
You can't run
that fast. Yeah, yeah, goodbye, big. Yeah, the fucking grenade will still take it in.
But either way, Ghost Recon, Future Soldier, if you're not sure, rent it. I know the Redbox had it the day of. Just what I did, I rented that, and then he rented Max Payne to kind of save us on some cash. But
no, I still bought it.
Well, yeah, yeah, you're just getting it later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Ghost Recon, I'm pretty impressed with it. It's probably going to go on my buy list.
Yeah, I was going to buy that one for PC originally. It was only like $50 on there, and then for the pre-order. And I have all the other Ghost Recon games on PC, so I was like, might as well go ahead and get the rest. But I think I'm going to wait.
Ghost Recon is definitely a... Like I said, it's enough in between for me mm-hmm. that it's something that I can probably dig to where it's not as much 12-year-olds raping my ass. I'd like to play some good co-op gaming.
Just wait.
Bunch of beavers out there.
Yeah, listen to their fucking Justin Bieber while they snipe me. It's so masculine.
I can see Bieber just killing people, singing. I'm like, I fucked you up.
Oh, you're doing too much justice.
Yeah. Oh, man, Justin Bieber ranting at you.
He draws to me. He's like, you got the Bieber fever. Yeah. He says it like mine. He's like, Bieber fever.
So
there'll be a screen name, too.
God, that was Scott's router's name for a while.
Huh?
Wasn't that Scott's router?
I don't know. I always used to give him shit about the Van Damme Kisses thing. Because, okay, just for clarification, he never had anything with Van Damme Kisses on it. Until I convinced everybody he did. So much, not really. I just...
We were joking about that. And yeah. Mackie was looking for a username, and I just... Yeah. I sent him a tell. I was like, Van Damme Kisses. He's like, already taken.
Yeah.
Already taken.
Yeah, it's like, I came up with Van Damme Kisses. And I remember what it was now. He was sitting there... he was talking on his Facebook about how somebody had hacked into his Facebook account.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't believe somebody sat there and took the time to hack into my Facebook. I was like, I didn't take that much time. I just figured it was Van Damme Kisses, and I was right. Everybody was already giving him shit about his account getting hacked, and I won the cake that day with the best insult. And it just became this huge thing after that, Van Damme Kisses.
And then you will just crap on him.
Well, it's because every time he would come over here after working out, he's wearing, like, cargo pants. With like a tucked in like undershirt.
Oh, you're talking about Scott.
Yeah, Scott. So he looks like he looked like Jean-Claude Van Damme from like Nemesis, yes. Which is an old movie.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked like him from that where he's got like the boots on and the cargo pants and the tucked in fucking like.
I mean, he had like a tucked in like
undershirt. He was like a fishnet, like sorry, it was a yeah, like
an wife beater. Yeah, wife beater, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was just like, he's like, these are my workout clothes. And I was like, to what? Your bandana workout
clothes? Just give me a bandana.
Yeah, I was like, you look like fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme. He was like, no, I don't. And I was like, no, I mean, you don't look like him, but you're dressed like him.
You look like you want to.
Yeah, so it became this huge Van Damme Kisses thing, which is still fucking funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a Steven Seagal one now. We need to have, like, Seagal, I don't know.
We had Seagalovision for a while.
Yeah, but that's I like it has to be along the par.
You know, it's funny that I was out just talking to people on break, and something came up, and I just said Seagalovision, and somebody mm-hmm. instantly is like, I've seen that too.
Yeah. 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 It's like, I've seen Dry Land. Yeah, it's like, it's whenever you say Seagalovision, somebody knows exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you see that show on AMC. Like, it's like him driving down the road, and he'll look out the window, and it'll zoom in, and like, night vision.
Yeah.
It's fucking Seagalovision. He sees the thug.
It's like, everything goes kind of white, and it zooms in on it, and you're
like... He's got a Mac 10 in his back pocket.
It's like the game Prey, when you go into, like, spirit mode. And,
yeah.
It's like, and you hear the eagle.
Hey, that looks like a mysterious bulge. What you got over there?
It's like, my dick?
Hold my dick.
No. Well, he caught that kid with like that fucking, was that like a Mac 10 or something yeah. like that? And I'm just like, that was a setup, obviously.
Everybody knows Mac 10 goes in the trunk of the car.
Yeah.
Got the Mac 10.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was... Right
watching. Next to the tied up Spanish woman. Yeah.
I was either watching Cops or something else, and there was some guy that was getting built up, and he's like, oh, that's my dick. The guy reaches and he's like, oh, that's... He just puts his hand back. Yeah. The cop's like, all right.
I didn't say stop. I was just telling you, that's my dick.
Yeah.
It was just some dude. He was pretty pissed. You know, he's got his arms all behind his head. He's like, oh, that's my dick. That's my dick. Yeah. I was like, yes, it is. He was searching for weapons, and he found one.
Oh, jeez. They call him the anal intruder. He's been knocking down back doors for a week now.
Yeah.
But,
they did an auto-tune song about him.
Intruder.
So. No. It doesn't go that way. He doesn't actually say that. He's just like, we're going to find you wherever you are. Better hide your kids, hide your wife,
hide your husband, the students, everybody.
Yeah. You are so dumb.
You are so dumb. You are really
so, moving us back on track here. One thing that me and Victor have been playing a lot of course, has been a shitload of Diablo 3. And I actually haven't co-oped with you until last night, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
first night
we late night co-oped.
Well, yeah. I forgot all about playing yesterday, and I was going to play with Matt, and Game of Thrones was on, and I was like, oh, I got to catch up on my Game of Thrones. And, you know, because it's only got two episodes left, I'm pretty much hooked now. But, yeah, so me and you got in a party. So, have you played hardcore mode yet? I'm going to bring that up first.
I have not. I was going to make a guy and jump in one of your games. It wouldn't let me in there as is.
Sometimes I lock it out. Man, yeah. My hardcore game, I locked out everybody except for whoever was invited because... I didn't want somebody to just go apeshit and kill my guy after whatever amount of progress I'd made. And so to explain it, hardcore, there's different difficulty levels. Of course, there's the regular, there's nightmare, there's hell. Is that right? Is that hell after nightmare?
Yeah.
And then there's inferno, right?
Yeah, the extreme. So it used to be...
No, it's not hell. It's nightmare, hell, and then inferno, right?
Yeah, normal, nightmare, and hell were the three difficulties on Diablo 2. Right. Lord Destruction, all the expansions. And then on this one, they actually added a fourth one. They're doing the weapon levels and stuff a little different, too, as far as...
So I wonder how much DPS you do at that level.
DPS you take.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've played normal difficulty, and normal's kind of a cakewalk. It's not hard at all. We can pretty much just fuck around. It's normal difficulty is say, hey, here's the game. Here it is in its entirety. This is how you play it. These are how the boss encounters go.
Learn it.
Have fun. And you can blow through it from anywhere from 5 hours to 20 hours or 25 hours, depending on how much you explore. I'm an explorer. My main normal co-op character is at like level 29. And
explore into sexual delights.
Well, me and Matt have been playing off and on for several days.
Uncharted tanks.
I think we're both at about 14 hours on those characters.
Yeah.
And we're getting close to the end of Act 3.
On hardcore?
No, on normal.
Oh.
Hardcore, though, we're waiting on Matt. I say we, me and my other friend Justin from Jersey that listens to the show occasionally. He was like, hey, you know, I want to jump in, but, you know, Matt's not on. We can't play the co-op game because he's been playing with us, too. I was like, how about we try out hardcore because I need to talk about that on the show anyway, and I'm curious. So, okay. So he jumped in on hardcore mode with me, and I chose a monk. He chose a wizard. And when you do a hardcore character, it's like you pretty much pick a level one. None of your shit carries over, so none of your gold, none of your gear, none of that stuff. You're starting fresh. And everything's about... Because I enable health bars to kind of see where I'm at. And so where things that normally had like 100 health all had about 450 health. So it was like 4.5 times more health. Probably 3 or 4 more times enemies. And then they do a lot more damage. And so you got to play a lot more carefully. I mean, with the monk, like we did a little bit of grinding to get up to level 10 before we fought the Skeleton King, which is your first boss encounter.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how hard it was going to be. And I'm glad I did because I got my heal. And my heal is what kept us alive during the Skeleton King encounter. So, like, to kind of put it in perspective, like, on a normal game with two people, you'll go into rooms that have, like, maybe 15 or 20 guys at a time, tops. On a hardcore game, we run into rooms with, like, 50 guys that all had four times more health. And that's pretty intense, especially with some of the guys and how, like, you know the guys that spawn extra goods?
Yeah.
The summoners in the first act? Those guys were like spawning just like groups of dudes. I mean, it was getting intense. And we had, once we got to the Skeleton King fight, on normal difficulty, it takes about 2 minutes. It took us upwards around 7 or 8 minutes to beat him. And then on top of that, all the minions hit harder. He hit like a Mack truck, and it was insane. So that kind of practice, we're like, okay, well, we've really, really gotten our cherries popped. We're going to keep trucking along. And we trucked it all the way through about the middle of Act 2. And we beat the Butcher, which is a...
Yeah,
fairly difficult fight on hardcore. Although
is that a throwback?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah. Tristram.
Nice.
It's a throwback.
First boss of Diablo 1.
Yeah. And it's good, too. They did it good.
Yeah, nice. I won't explain the mechanics, but basically there's a lot of places you can't be. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you fry. Mm-hmm. So
you burn.
There was a lot of maneuvering him around, and then with the monk, I'm playing kind of like a healer tank sort of with him. And so... And everything's kind of a hybrid class with Diablo because you're geared towards small groups of people. So with my monk, what I was doing is I was drawing its attention away from the wizard, which was my buddy, and he was just basically sniping him. I mean, that's what he was doing the whole time. Then I'd try to pull him away, and then he would stay out within a certain distance to where he wouldn't get drug into the fire because that's part of one of the mechanics of it. And we were just moving all over the place, and I'd run over and heal him real quick and then go back to doing that, and we'd run over and hit the health pot, come back, and it was another, like, 10-minute fight. And once we did that, like, we were so close to dying, I was like, oh my god, I can't believe we just beat the Butcher on hardcore. And it's a real accomplishment because once you die in hardcore, that character's done.
Yeah.
Like, there is no going back. You die once, you're fucked.
Yeah.
So you got to play it more carefully. And then there's these enemies up in the desert, that these insects that shoot multiple bugs at a time.
Yep.
And those guys on hardcore, if you stand in the line of those bugs, that is an instant death.
It's wasps. Yeah, they're each one of them does like a ton of damage, and it's kind of a slow effect or whatever. But once you're hit with one, you know it's over. You're getting caked with them.
Yeah. So he was the wizard, so he was sniping them all, and I was just moving around trying to get the other enemies. But like it was a really intense and experience that we had with that. And we got to a time dungeon, which I'd never done before, and I was like, oh shit, what's with the time dungeon? I didn't realize we could probably have gotten out of there, but we started getting close to the end, and we were trying to find the end, and we started freaking out, so we just started hauling ass past enemies, and that was the bad choice, because at the end we turned around, and there's like 200 enemies. I mean, it's like the whole back end of the screen was filled up with enemies. I was like, fuck, there is no way we're surviving this. So we fought valiantly for about 5 minutes, and then we just got overwhelmed and died. But we made it to level 16, so not that huge of an accomplishment, but it felt like it was hardcore shit. So
I'm trying to book it out of the dead mines.
Well, this is definitely on a different caliber.
Yeah, I know.
It's more like Temple of Doom. The ship's collapsing. Run out of there.
Yeah. Well, no, it's like I'm just thinking about I would like go into the Scarlet Monastery on Warcraft with a group, and somebody would fuck the whole thing up. And aggro the entire like cathedral full of people, and I'm the last one standing because I'm the tank. But I have a good pally or somebody who's healing me at the same time, or a good druid, and then they get swarmed, and I'm just like fuck. So I just like throw up like revenge or whatever, and start fucking spiraling around me. I just start booking it. And I get all the way, and I'm almost to the end. I look behind me, I got like, you know, like 18, 20 different guys casting arcane magic on me, and I just drop dead right by the door. And I'm like, ah, cocksucker, and they'll follow you out. Yeah. So that's the worst part is when they'll follow you out of it. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah. So you run out there, and there's hordes standing there, and you're like, ah, and then all of a sudden you just get dropped by somebody that followed you out, and you're like, ah.
But either way, with Diablo, it's that was a really intense experience. I can't wait to get to Nightmare. I need to just focus on character. You've been mostly a wizard, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done my wizard. What's that smell? My, you know, account's stink mage. So of course, yeah, what's that smell is my old Diablo 2, my first sorc I ever built. So I made I made female wizard, and she's a pretty mean bitch right now. And then we got my old barbarian back, slave cracker, and then he's pretty good. And then I made a witch doctor, dead from head. So it's pretty awesome. And then. I made a female demon hunter, beaver trap. So I've got a full set.
I should make one called Shade Beaver. Yeah, Shade Beaver.
Oh, no.
Of course, all my names just have
nonsense. How about Sweaty Beaver?
Beaver.
Just Beaver Hole. Sweaty Beaver.
But
if they ban my gamer tag on Xbox, like they did with my previous one, because somebody reported Fuker as being offensive, I think I'm probably going to go with Sweaty Beaver. See how long I can go with that one. So,
I can't remember my witch doctor's name. I know my monk is named Nosfu.
Nosfu?
Yeah. And then the barbarian's Nostash.
Nostash?
Nostash, yeah. I usually use my last name for everything, but I can't remember what I name my witch doctor. Maybe Nostock or something, I don't know, but...
Nostock.
Yeah. Oh, I'm my monk is named Kimosabi, so that'll be pretty good.
But, yeah, it's an interesting game. I think there's a lot of attention to detail. I mean, obviously the graphics aren't like a Max Payne, but it's a perfect dungeon grind kind of graphic. And then you look at all the backgrounds, all the enemies are very, extremely varied, and then all the environments change a lot. Like, with all the random dungeons and everything else, that's kind of nice. And a lot of the open areas are randomized as well. I mean, there's obviously areas that are very much scripted, and you can tell this is the same every single time because this is how it's supposed to be. And then you get to an open area that is completely randomized, even from logging out of the game one day and then coming back and then going back to that spot is randomized, which is weird. But, shit, dude, I've put so many hours into that with co-op. I mean, me and Matt have played, like, 12, 13 hours. My other characters played, like, my solo character, my demon hunter's played, like, 12 hours. Monk's got, like, 13 hours into the two different monks, the hardcore monk and the other one. And so I'm engulfed. I can't wait for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, and I can't wait to get up in Nightmare in Hell and see what the item drops change, because right now it's a lot harder than I remembered. finding, you know, even magical.
Hardcore is basically like playing hardcore from the start, or playing Nightmare from the start.
Yeah.
Because I was getting yellows in the first act.
You were getting rare. Well, another thing I don't like, I mean, I love Diablo 3, obviously.
We've got to be critical at some point.
What I don't like is, since it is, it runs different, something about the way it's running, since you're online all the time, they don't even have an offline option, it doesn't save instantly. There's been times I've lagged out maybe a minute or
like
two.
Like you got that ring.
And I had that rare ring. And then it shut down the level like maybe a minute later. Johnny, all three, or maybe it was Daniel.
Yes,
and it kicked us all out. And I checked my inventory, reload a game, it's gone. I'm missing like half that stuff I found. And we just murdered a ton of guys. And so my experience looked up to where it should be, but it didn't save the items, which leads me to believe that someone out there is going to figure out how to dupe pretty quick.
Well, I hope that duping doesn't happen. Otherwise, this DRM, the way they're doing digital rights right now, it's already strict enough that I got to log in online.
Yeah.
I don't want it to get any worse. But I heard a lot of the itemization for the drops has all been done server side, which is the reason that you're having to log in. And that's also how they're able to do. They're going to have, for those of you who don't know, there's going to be an option to pay for shit, where you can pay real money, which I'm not going to do.
No.
But you also have the auction houses on here, so you can log out of your character, go to the auction house, and take items from your inventory and then sell them on the auction house. And right now it's up to like 10 listings at a time. I don't think they want you to get too crazy yet because the auction house has been up and down. Obviously, they had the server login problems initially, but that's until I found out that when the game launched, there was like 4.2 million people logging in at midnight and all day, which was more capacity than they expected to have.
Yeah.
They've actually got their servers geared up more like World of Warcraft now just because of the amount of people playing fucking Diablo. I mean, there's no server selection. You think about that. There is no server selection.
There's no realms. It's not East or West anymore.
There's nothing like that. You're just logging into a big-ass server. And obviously, it's probably, I don't know what the right word is for it, but it's probably been partitioned off to certain regions. Everybody on your friend... What, like everybody on your friends list is always going to show up. You can click on, or they can click on your game and jump in, or you can set private games like I've been doing occasionally, as I've been setting games where people can't join in unless they ask me, which I'm fine with, but sometimes I want to throw that option open, so people like you or Daniel or whoever wants to jump in can just jump in. But, goddamn, I've played so much Diablo lately, I can't see myself quitting playing that for a while.
It's good.
It does have some downers. I mean, obviously, if you can beat the game in 5 hours, that seems like a downer, but at this point, I can't imagine running that fast through unless I was just geared out the ass.
Yeah, not even. That would be fun. You couldn't listen to the story, watch the cinematics, you couldn't explore everywhere. That's just running for your checkpoint, booting it.
Yeah, that's one of our big bitches about people who sit there and go like, oh, I beat that game in like 4 hours. Yeah, but you didn't do anything except
run. Well, like people that talked about Fallout 3 and said, yeah, I beat that in 10 hours. Yeah, if you do just the main story, you can beat it in 10 hours. If you do everything else, that game is easily 100 hours.
Yeah. Are you trying to challenge it? Oh, look how quick I can beat it and bitch about it? Yeah. I mean, are you wanting to get on there and just...
Well, I think with Diablo, we got a Facebook page we set up just so we could all find our gamer tags.
Yep.
We're very quickly amassing a little army there, but...
Oh, yeah. We're doing pretty good.
But with that little Facebook page we got, I mean, it's... Most of the people that have beat it have said like 15 to 20 hours.
Yeah.
On normal difficulty. When you're on hardcore, I'd already played 6 hours, and had just basically gotten past the butcher fight.
Yep.
And that's how long it had taken me, and I wasn't exploring as much, and I was really taking it slow because, hey, shit was happening. We weren't exploring that much either. I mean, it was just being...
cautious.
Yeah, that's cautious.
Right. I could see hardcore mode having a lot of grinding in it just to kind of get yourself up. Like easy grind,
well, it's,
so you don't get too overwhelmed.
Yeah, I think the basic premise is normal is to get you up to level 30, and then progress starts really slowing down, and then nightmares to get you to what, level 50?
It used to be you want to.
Well, I guess it's like level 50, and then hard, or what's the next one after nightmare? Hell. Is like 50 to 55, and Inferno is like 55 to 60.
Yeah.
And so you just don't get your levels as fast and your abilities as fast, but honestly, I don't think you. At that point, it's more of just a getting better gear grind.
Yeah,
you just gotta find it. It's hunt.
But I mean, have you been watching some of the boss videos for some of the other people that are doing it? There's like WoW guilds that were really hardcore about raiding that are working on going through the Inferno difficulty and things like that right now since WoW's so fucking easy. So a lot of the really hardcore WoW players that like the difficulty of really hard cooperative events are taking this on. And it's nice because there's no raid schedule. There's no being on at a certain time every night to play. You just pretty much play at your own place, and then if you want to do these really hard coordinated fights, you just work your way up to that level and just play with your buddies.
Yeah.
Which, to me, works out so much better. Like, it's a weird hybrid of, like, massively multiplayer and single player with a really good narrative that you can follow along with. And the cinematics are just, like, out of this world good. Of course, Blizzard cinematics have never really been bad, but even in Warcraft 3, you were like, oh my god!
Yeah.
But now it's just, it's a whole new level of cinematic experience. But, goddamn, I can't shut up about Diablo. I mean, really, the worst thing has been experiencing some of the lag.
Yeah.
And then some of the itemization and things is kind of pissing me off. Like, you'll get a Witch Doctor helm that itemizes strength, which is a warrior stat, or a barbarian stat.
Well, it's different in this game as it can be, because in the old game, you could add your strength, you know, your vitality, your intelligence, mana, whatever, whatever you want to do. This one, it automatically adds and levels your character. So, technically, everyone at level 60 is going to have the exact same character. Items are going to be the difference. And you can find the same item with different stats.
Well, items and how you spec your character, because you can't actually spec the stats, but you can spec your different abilities. So you have the different optional abilities, the traits or whatever, and the different runes for each of the abilities you have. So, like, every ability has, like, what, 7 runes or 8 runes or, like, that.
But I could copy your guy.
You could copy.
So we're going to have the exact same character. It's just right, whatever. It's your idea.
Your gear would be different. But you could probably copy that to a certain extent.
But then again, you have your level... 99 fire sork you built, and then they nerf fire, so then you're like, oh, I need frost, so I'll go back and build a frozen orb sork, spend another 2 weeks building on Diablo 2. This avoids that. You just click, done. Now I'm switched to what I need to help my party out.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Well,
it's kind of nice, because, like, I could play my witch doctor in solo mode, and in solo mode I use my zombie dogs. And zombie dogs basically just distract enemies while I cast AoE spells. And then when I need to, I just blow them up and then revive them and send more dogs out. But kind of wrapping this up, overall, I mean, this is a pretty intense PC gaming experience. Mm. I haven't had this much fun since Mass Effect 3, to be honest with you. So on the list of PC games right now, this is fucking king in my book.
Definitely. And in nearly infinite playback, repeatability with each character type, even though you're playing the same story, you're going to use different weapons, you're going to play completely different. And you're gonna learn something different.
Well, co-op gameplay, I mean, there's just nothing more fun than playing with your buddies.
I don't remember how many times I went through Diablo 2. Yeah, especially LOD expansion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of which, if you got the collector's edition on the little Soulstone, you get Diablo 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. What we should do sometime is go back and play Diablo 2 expansion.
I'm down with that.
Maybe like a gauntlet.
If I've found enough PC people, if you want to, post on... If you're interested, email us at tbag@tiltcast.com. I'll work something out.
Okay. Yeah.
So, but anyways,
because they patched it now too, so it actually works on Windows 7. So,
yeah, it works on Windows 7, and that's I didn't expect that.
I went back to reinstall Diablo 2 about half a year ago, and I went and I reinstalled it. Installs just fine as soon as you load it up.
Nope,
it doesn't work. So I went and researched, and people are all bitching, going like, "Why doesn't this shit work with 7?" It's like, "Nah, is there a compatibility thing?" No, you can't run into compatible mode. You just have to downgrade.
You could run it in DOSBox, but...
Yeah, DOSBox, but I don't want to have to fucking do that.
So, but yeah, now it runs in 7, at least this version of it does. I'm sure it's the same. You could... Once I put in the code, I could have downloaded it from the website, so I'm sure you could play it on 7 now. Yeah. But either way, I don't want to talk too long about this. Obviously, we want to get on to other things, and we need a break.
Well, actually, let's do our... You want to... We should have done at the beginning, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're modding, so I'll just let you go.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was totally... I just jumped into it because he was talking about Jaeger Girls.
I'm sorry. They're distracting each other. How do you think I felt?
Jaeger Girls are distracting.
Well, that entire long-ass rant is recorded at the beginning of the episode, which we're going to cut it out.
So last week, we had a question. We wanted to ask people, what video game character would you want as president and VP?
Mm-hmm.
Got a few responses. Of course, David P. said the Tick and Arthur, which can't think of a better combo.
Yeah.
Though they didn't really have much of an way of video games, I don't think.
Yeah.
Chuck from Elseworlds Podcast sent us a response, and he said, Samus Aran for Prez. Not only is she hot, she'll protect us when the aliens come. Donkey Kong for VP, who barrels at obstacles even when sitting on his high tower.
I can see the Donkey Kong being like Speaker of the House.
anytime somebody says something stupid, he's fucking touching
the wall. Yeah, so pretty much everybody be knocked out by the end.
Via email, we had Ian. He said, Pete Venkman as president and Egon Spengler as vice...
Egon.
Egon. I don't know, I said Egon. Yeah. Just reading it. But as Vice, and then Ray Stantz as Secretary of State, and Winston Zeddemore as head of the CIA. Ghostbusters. Says, I want Casey Jones as my Secretary of Defense.
Nice. So what about Major Janine? I completely forgot about Janine, man.
She could be the Secretary.
The Secretary. And what about Rick Moranis? Come on, man.
Well, he doesn't give a shit about it anymore.
Yeah. That's true. That's why you go and you make him like Secretary of Foreign Affairs. So he's constantly over in like, you know, Italy or something.
He's giving the Department of the Interior.
Plus, yeah, I was thinking about her. You know, you've got front desk girl. She's more of a back desk girl. You know,
dude, Janine was pretty hot in part two, man. Even I was. She was just pretty dorkalicious at a point, especially when she's handling that giant glass ball. It's like if he doesn't fuck her, he's a retard. Anyway,
been spending Janine. Too much time next to the tank.
Yeah, he's been spending too much time with that positron glider.
Yeah.
We just lost Justin.
No, it's not that. I just saw the power flash, so I'm checking in to make sure that we're still going. Okay.
You saw power flash?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, the house power?
House power flash and then the computer flash at the same time.
Probably just some method tearing some copper out.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
It's probably. I need to go ahead and it's probably got a vapor fucking cigarette like you.
It's got one of you guys' cigarettes out there.
No, I have a normal e-cig. He's got this giant crack pipe looking thing.
It comes with a meth adapter for those new customers.
Yeah. And then you can also recycle car antenna into it. So.
It makes noise.
So crack pipe. Welcome to the crack cast.
Yeah. So we did get an email from Ian. Ian likes to write weekly. We don't mind, but other people can write too. And he says, to the nasty one, the human antelope, a badger that takes only what it wants, and what's your vector, Vic?
Nice.
He said, I just played Bubsy Bobcat again. Forgot how much fun it was because it's just like a Sonic clone from that era. What game would you like to see cloned or more of today?
What's your vector, Victor? Roger.
You haven't heard that before, have you?
Never in my entire life.
Watch the movie Airplane.
Kidding. I've heard it this week. That's
You hear it. You used to hear it daily at work.
Mm-hmm. No, I still like to see a live one with over.
Over. So, for his question, what game would you like to see cloned or what? What game would you like to see more of today that you haven't seen in a while?
We did that one. We answered that a long time ago.
Well, yeah. Answer it again.
Because I answered Oddworld. So, I love that.
Would you just like to see redone today?
Yeah.
Or cloned. Which, Oddworld's been cloned, in there, but I would like to see Oddworld make a nice return. Or even, I was actually talking to Brian today up at work, and he was talking about System Shock. And how he kind of misses that. And I was
well, they had Bioshock.
I know, that's what I said. And he was like, yeah, but, you know, wasn't the same.
Come on, Vic.
Sure, I have to think about it for a second. You get yours.
Of ones, and I keep going, oh, they already did that. It's like Ogre Battle. Oh, well, yeah, they did that.
Battletoads.
Oh.
Battletoads 2.
Not bad. Yeah.
The hardest fucking game in the world.
Amazing. Two-player co-op, dude. I used to rent that from Super Video for like $3, begged my mom for it. I'm like 10 years old.
Dragon.
Oh, that was good, too.
Come on, man. Double Dragon, Street Fighter. Double Dragon was a Ninja Turtles game.
Since we're talking brawlers now, what about the Final Fight?
Ooh.
Final Fight.
I haven't played that in a long time.
Yeah. Fatal Fury and Final Fight.
Shining Force.
Yeah. Shining Force, I can do that.
Yeah. Actually, I
just want to play Hagger again. Side spin move.
Side scroll contra hard corps.
No, what's funny is as graphics have kind of advanced over the years, have you noticed how live action games are no longer really around anymore? Like, we used to have stuff like Night Trap and
Sewer Shark
and Death Trap and all that, and Sewer Shark and stuff, and we no longer have games like that that really come along that had the live action, like, you know, stuff where you're just setting things up. Like, there was one that was Night Trap.
It was just pre-recorded cinematic.
Cinematics,
but just video.
Yeah, but it was like, you had a game called Night Trap, but you also had the other one which had which one of the Corys is dead? Which one was it?
Say Haim?
Haim, yeah. Yeah, it was Haim. It had him in it. I can't remember. I think it was Double Switch was the name of the game. And he was in it. And it was about this apartment building where he was trying to keep somebody from taking it over. So he set up all these traps to try and catch the guy's henchmen. And you would have to set the traps up and kind of trigger them at the right time. And you don't really see any of those games anymore that have that live-action stuff. Not to say they're any good, but they were kind of fun and campy.
Well, I was going to say, one of my remember having a lot of that, Command & Conquer, you hate.
Yeah.
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 The new one. The old one's amazing.
Well, it's like Doom 2000 had live action cinematics in between, where you had, depending on what house you were playing, like I remember if you were playing Harkonnen, you had that really well-known actor. I can't remember his fucking name. He was
I saying, Wing Commander, you had
Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had some really, like, good B actors that would show up in a lot of them, you know. I'm not saying Mark Hamill's a B actor. He's a great Joker, but he is. Skinamax.
I was going to say, aside from Star Wars and Joker, that was it. Pretty much a B actor.
That was it. You find his movies at Walmart in these little tiny sleeves at the dollar bin.
It's the bin, and it's the ones people have thrown in there from somewhere else where it's even cheaper than the bin.
No, it's the one where they brought the movies there to Walmart just to get rid of them.
they're bringing in stuff and saying, oh, I didn't like this.
Yeah, taking it back. Like Space Raiders, which I actually own. With Mark Hamill.
Oh, man.
I watched that one night and I regret it. I still haven't. But, those old-fashioned games like that were actually kind of fun. Like, Doom 2000 still, I still play the shit out of that game.
That's what got you hooked. That's why you still play now.
Yeah, Westwood made some good games, like Blade Runner.
Yeah, Westwood was a good studio way back in the day.
Yeah. I wish somebody would buy up their,
titles. Well, I'll say BioWare's doing the new Command & Conquer.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
So, and they know strategy. Well, I say they know strategy.
Was that Command & Conquer Guerrilla? Yeah, I remember seeing the thing for that. Yeah,
was it called Guerrilla?
I think it was called. I can't remember, but I remember they showed the world premiere of it when we were watching.
I think it was E3 last year.
Yeah, I think it was E3, and they were like, "Here's the big surprise," and they pulled it out, and we were just like, "Ooh, that's Command & Conquer."
I was saying, speaking of E3, we won't be going.
But, not this year.
Not this year. The millions of listeners supporting us have not yet given us any money, so. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Did we get an invite this year? Because we got one last year.
I haven't checked.
Yeah.
We got an invite last year, and I was like, yeah, but you still got to pay.
Yeah.
There's still the plane ticket. There's still,
But we had worked a little bit of it out, because I know somebody who lives out there that were, I was going to come out there with the ex and stay the week and go to E3, because he goes to E3 since he works for one of the video game companies. We just got sidetracked.
So, moving on to the second part of his question, he gave some examples and said, I'd love to see more Arkham City style games with maybe other superheroes. So he said, like Wolverine or Gambit or something like that.
Or Aquaman.
No, fuck off.
I don't even want to see an Aquaman game. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
I'm going to think with a superhero. I want to see a good Hulk game. A good proper Hulk game or a good proper Iron Man game.
Wonder Woman. I would be down with a good Wonder Woman game, sorry.
Maybe.
Even as a side character.
If you're going to go with DC characters, I'm trying to think of who I'd want.
Make an actual good Superman game for a change.
Yeah.
Because they failed miserably at everything. He can be cool.
He's a cheater. It's too open-ended.
The Man of Steel can do everything.
I know, it's too hard to challenge him. And they got to come up with these really, you got to come up with these really ridiculous mechanisms to challenge him.
Like kryptonite bullets?
Yeah.
It's just stupid stuff, and it just becomes no fun at that
point. Why you send him to another planet where his powers are different.
Yeah.
Everything's different at that point. Because the only reason he can do what he can do is because of the gravitation on Earth is different than that on kryptonite.
The yellow sun. So why didn't he just go in space?
So send him to a red sun and see what happens.
I got an idea, and I'm not going to go with that. I'm going to go with Marvel.
Fucking
and
I'm not brown dwarf.
I'm not going to go with Iron Man. I'm going to go with War Machine. So a third-person action shooter with War Machine would be the fucking cat's meow.
So basically take, like, you know, MechWarrior.
not MechWarrior. It'd just be, like, you wouldn't have as many of the cover mechanics. It would just be a lot of movement mechanics. You need to move out of the way. Almost like, what was that
Armored
fucking...
What?
Not Armored Core. Remember that game that came out last year that John was really big into that I never got around to? With all the... Remember we played the video, or played the demo, and it had, like, probably 600 projectiles on screen going on the slow motion.
Oh, I grabbed that for a little bit. It's a Sega game. Really bad.
Oh.
Vanquish.
Yeah.
If they did Vanquish with War Machine as the main character, that would be fucking badass.
The particle. Also, that was pretty
cool. Particle effects were amazing.
Yeah, you basically use your booster to scoot around.
And
it would make more sense.
It was like a cool mech game. It was a really good one.
It wasn't so much mech, you're just wearing
some kind of power armor.
Yeah.
Mech. But, do something similar.
It's almost as mech as, like, Master Chief. Yeah.
Yeah, except he moved way faster.
Yeah. Still, you know what I mean. That's about as mech as Master Chief.
But, yeah, I'd say a proper War Machine game would be awesome.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see
just
that
with thing. Modern graphics and everything, and all the particle effects would be fucking amazing.
Earlier you said that would be the cat's meow. I would go with the cat's Olon Johnson, okay? Have you, on YouTube or watched some of South Park lately?
I have not watched the latest
stuff. Oh, my
stuff.
God.
About 3 episodes behind. I need to catch up.
Are they on the DVR?
Cat, not on cat memeing? No. Are the cats are making memes? If you haven't, look it up.
Cat memeing.
Oh my god! Yeah,
I'd
one of the.
I'd be waking up in the morning watching some of that.
South Park came back good for some episodes this season.
Well, there's that weird live action episode.
That was the one where they go ziplining.
Yeah, ziplining.
Yeah, it's just the horse is ziplining.
How is this? It sucks ass, dude. Yeah. No. Yeah. The one before that and after that are good. Cash for Gold.
I wish
they would do that to those pieces of trash on, because you know there's just old people 8 years old all day watching it.
Yeah, and they're just like, I could sell my pudding ring.
Yeah.
It's bad. Billy's dead. Yeah. I'm gonna nail this off.
You saw it.
Put myself back on the market. No, I didn't see it.
No, that's exactly what, because Stan's dad calls him Billy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just know South Park that well.
My grandson, Billy. Probably sad, but they get what they deserve.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's pretty much all I got for that. We're going to come up with a question in a few minutes. Hopefully it'll be good. So
he asked us about it, because I didn't do superhero video game.
Oh, you didn't. What do you think? We could just over there rambling like an old man, so I just figured I was going
to whatever. So his question is just a superhero.
Like an old man.
Just a superhero, just any game.
Yeah, a game with a superhero, kind of like Arkham City. I mean, just an
everybody did Batman. That was like my big thing, was Batman. If they
I
were
heard that Wolverine game
one,
wasn't bad, I heard the Captain America game was pretty decent.
That's what it's called overseas. They're called Captain American.
Mr. American.
Mr. American.
Yeah, Captain American. Anyway.
Captain American.
Senior American. Senior Americano. So.
She walk.
Would be Americano Capitan. So, anyway. What would I go with? I would probably... Ooh, that's a fun one. Let me think. Because they already covered Batman. I love fucking Batman. Spider-Man, they already did...
Game of the Year edition comes out next week, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they already did the Ultimate Spider-Man game perfectly with Shattered Dimensions.
Not the last one, the one before that, Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah, Edge of Time sucked ass, but Shattered Dimensions was badass. Man, what else would there be then? I'd probably say do some justice to Watchmen, because that the one they already
Watchmen
put
game
out,
sucks.
Man, the two-parter thing is kind of like, it's got the Batman mechanic in there. That's kind of how it flows, is exactly with the free-flow fighting. But, man, do a better job. You know, like, actually bring, like, Ozzy in there it's already got Night Owl and Rorschach, but still, like, bring in, like, Silk Spectre. Go even further. Get the comedian in there. That'd be awesome to play as a comedian with some guns, too. Like, you can do, like, melee fighting and end with a combo where you just shoot and blow guys away. That'd be awesome.
And Rorschach, that's what Johnny Five called me. My last name.
Not
really. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Roar.
Yeah.
Did you say anything?
For
game.
The
game
they could go back to Vietnam with Watchmen. That'd be awesome.
See Mr. Universe's, or whatever his name's, Big Blue Dick.
Mr. Manhattan.
Oh,
Mr. Manhattan. Or Dr. Manhattan. Yeah, yeah.
It's like there's a nuke going off right there.
They made him wear a diaper through a lot of Vietnam.
No, I just thought it was funny. It's like you're coming over the horizon and you just see
I
his
woke
big
up at that
penis.
Part. Yeah, because I
was
fell
like,
asleep.
What the fuck?
I think I went with you. I was sitting in the theater and I fell asleep for a second because the movie was really long and I was tired. And I wake up to this gigantic blue dick and I jolt.
Yeah. It wasn't the fact that the dick was 20 feet tall. I was okay with that. It was blue and glowing. And that's where I got a little weirded out.
The fact
I was
that
like,
it winked at me.
I was like, wait a minute.
That's what really...
Wait a minute.
It's the fact that the projector guy paused it right on there for like a
minute. You know what took out the city was a teabag. Yeah, he sat down too hard.
Well, he dropped his wallet.
Teabagged it.
He went to bend down. And
he wasn't wearing any pants. Yeah. That was his problem.
Yeah, I'll just say he needs to wipe better.
Blue shit everywhere.
Yeah, no wonder he doesn't wear, like, you know, underwear and shit. Because when he does, it's like he gets his little wads
greasy.
Up in the butt crack. And he bends over and all the little limp wads fall in the city.
So what game did you want?
Crush houses. Oh, Watchmen.
Watchmen. Victor.
Vietnam.
Superhero game?
You've had time to think about this.
I'm sorry, did I not answer it earlier?
No, you did not.
I actually wanted a Battletoads, I said earlier.
No, superhero game.
Oh, superhero game.
Aquaman.
Never in my life.
The Submariner.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah. I know what you want.
How about an Iron Man game where it's like in-suit flight with a HUD and you can actually control it like he does, and there's combos and shit to pull off what you've got to do.
Kinect-enabled.
Yeah. Oh, Kinect-enabled or this new device we're going to
minute. Where you can talk. Yeah. So, connected. Now, honestly, to go back to Buck Rogers, I've been pushing for a Buck Rogers game for, like, you know, Rockstar to do a sci-fi game. Buck Rogers universe.
Oh.
Free awesome. Just free roam everywhere throughout the universe. Classic 1930s style and 40s style. So,
Fair enough. Yeah. So
they owe it to me.
Okay. Oh, somebody just liked us. Nice. That's an accident,
clearly.
I guess it's time to go to a break. So we'll be back here in a minute. We got to think of what our question is going to be.
We'll see you guys in a minute.
Back from our break, which we had a lot of fun, and we're going to go ahead and jump into some news.
Yeah, we're kind of news light this week. My only thing that I was going to bring up is I know that with Diablo, obviously it started off at 3.5 million active people playing who bought the game retail, and another 1.2 that got that game through getting their year subscription to WoW. So that was 4.7 right off the fucking bat. And then as of right now, we're at 6.5 million players worldwide right now on Diablo 3.
Nice.
Which makes it the best-selling PC game of all time.
Nice.
Which, well-deserved. It's a really decent game. And I, again, don't take what the haters have been saying on Metacritic. It's fucking fantastic. People just said that because they got pissed off with the internet connectivity. But with that many people...
Like you do not fight on a 50-foot fairy queen.
Yeah.
Which I read some of the best part.
Yeah, I read some of those last week, and I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah, it's people that got really pissed off with some of the server stuff, but if you think about that kind of traffic, I don't even know if they were prepared for that.
Yeah.
It outsold all expectations. It's a fucking huge-ass blockbuster and well-deserved.
Yeah.
So, nice. I didn't have a lot of other news. I think, Vic, you had something you wanted to do, or you were telling us something about some kind of motion capture device?
Yeah, they've got this new thing. It's kind of like the Kinect and, you know, any other motion, but it's not just applicable in gaming. It's great for gaming. But not just gaming. Mm-hmm. It's actually called Leap Motion. It's a basically like a radar device. You can, you know, draw, manipulate the screen, do whatever you want, and you don't have to have. It's the size of a thumb drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Kinect for your computer.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just for a computer.
It technically can be used on anything once they get it going.
Samsung tabs, televisions.
Yeah, TVs with USB connection on them.
And it's not just hands. They were showing them use a pencil, pull it up towards the screen. It was picking it up, and they were drawing and writing precise words.
And it's in calligraphy. Over 100 times. They've already rated it, even in just the test right now, and they're right now is already over 100 times more accurate than anything out right now.
Yeah.
And for $70, it connects $100.
$70 right now. Yeah.
Well... Yeah. You know, Apple or Microsoft gets wind of it and buys it up, but you know, that works.
And it comes out this winter, so if you get it, definitely get it this winter.
Yeah, you can pre-buy it. They're releasing some ahead of time to basically testers. We'd like to...
We're going
to
try that.
Yeah, we're going to see, you know, we would love one of those. We'd love to test it and, you know, give it our best.
You're a guest, you mean us.
Yeah. Well, you guys, you think I won't get my hands on that?
Now, what will you do to get your hands on it?
Yeah, Victor is one of our many interns. So.
I find dirty.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that would be really cool. It's just some really cool device that I would like to get.
Well, I'm kind of hyped about it. I mean, with the sensitivity on it, just the one-to-one motion capture thing is kind of neat.
Yeah.
I still prefer a tactile response. But aside from that, I think there are some cool applications, just like with Ghost Recon, with the Kinect-enabled gunsmith thing. That's pretty neat. Adding features into the game, still using controller... And then using those features liberally in that kind of sense is pretty neat.
Well, see, my take on it is a lot of you guys are viewing this for games, and I'm viewing it for applications.
Yeah, I mean, what was the one that we were talking about that would have been really good for this? For
Sign language would be amazing.
That's one thing we were talking about.
Instead of voice commands, like for everybody else, we can type and do voice commands now.
Well, people who are deaf, or even mute can use it to
ASL.
Can sit there and use it to do sign language. They can recognize what they're doing. That's just an idea. We don't know. I'm pretty sure they can do it, but that way it can write out emails, write out text, all that stuff using sign language would be awesome.
Well, it's like if you were faster at signing than you were typing.
Yeah.
That might be an idea or a good application of it, you know?
Yeah, and another thing is, I was thinking of, like, since I work with a lot of art programs, it'd be interesting to see with art programs what it can do, especially with the lens itself, where I can take a three-dimensional object and hold it up and have it scan it and actually print into Photoshop or something.
Like real life Minority Report is what I was thinking. Like how he's changing the screen, looking around in the room, 3D. Just
they did that in so many movies before Minority Report.
Yeah, but that was the first time.
It's because they did it for 10 minutes straight. That's and the reason why.
They had the graphics technology to make it look solid. I mean, old school Tron, you're kind of...
Well, they still didn't make him look any taller. So
he wasn't standing on a chair there. It's just all
Micro Machine Tom Cruise.
Mission Impossible. Can he reach 5'7"?
Yeah.
Guys like that make me a Knoxville tall.
That's true.
Yeah. You going to stand on some $100 bills there?
Nice.
Stand on your millions.
Yeah.
You're going to need them, shorty.
All right. So, any other news?
Not really. I mean, it's been kind of a news light week.
Oh, I actually was just jackassing, flipping some channels, and I saw a... Something I never thought I would see is Will Smith being kissed by another man. Guy is, let me take your picture. Oh, fooled you. I was wanting to make out. So the guy comes in for the old, kind of looked like the old French cheek kiss they do in Europe.
Yeah.
But then he, tricked you for the lips, smacked him right on the lips. And Will Smith leans back like, what the hell? You don't do that. And slapped him in the face. Slapped him. Will Smith got a little pip slap.
No, I think he was in his right.
If some stranger kissed me on the lips, I'd be a little freaked out too.
You think it's Will Smith? He's worth freaking millions. People insure body parts.
Yeah.
Like women have their legs insured for millions of dollars because they sell their legs. You know that's what they do in movies.
Like
they look good.
And
it's Will Smith. You can't just have a crazy person. That's the only reason the photographers and they're able to get that close is because there's that understood boundary.
Yeah.
Stay the hell back. You can get 2 feet from me, flash that thing, blind me for a minute. It's cool. Publicity, but you can't lean in and kiss me.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where I think he was in his right to do it. Because, number one, I mean, you see a woman on the street, if a random guy comes up and kisses her and she slaps him, it's not a big deal. Even if it's a celebrity, they're just like, oh, well, she had every right to slap him. But since it's Will Smith and it's a dude, they're really going to make a fucking deal out of this?
He's trying to play some b-ball outside of the school.
Yeah.
A couple of guys were up to no good.
Started making trouble in his neighborhood. Yeah. He got one little fight and his mom got scared.
Even with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air.
Yeah. And, of course, the taxi cab rolled up. The license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. Yeah.
If anything, I could say this cab was rare.
But I said, forget it. Your home's to Bel-Air.
I haven't heard that in so long.
That's sad.
It's a hard...
Anyways.
Hard life for people like Thug Tor.
Thug Tor.
I wonder what he's doing. He's probably walking around right now with his flip phone, battery going dead because he hadn't charged it in 4 days.
So,
pants down his ankles.
Screen's cracked. He's planted against the wall.
He was angry. Someone's frustrated him.
He beat his woman with it.
I sympathize with Thug Tor. I get sympathy,
frustration.
Sympathy
vibe going on there.
When you're genetically tied.
It's like you get these visions. You get feelings. Where it's like you get a cold shudder and you know the Thug Tor's cold somewhere.
I get that kind of nice nerdy side, and then Thug Tor got all the bad genetics, like the old Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's like Thug Sense.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Thug Sense.
It's like you feel that he's drowning.
You smell some crack on the air and the Thug Tor Sense.
You know,
near the end of my life, I'll like get a revelation that I've been Thug the whole time. You know, it was the Thug Sense.
Yeah.
I was just viewing Thugs.
It's like you start tasting like bitter crack on your lips, and you know that he's out
Wake
there.
What is this chalk on my face?
You've got burn marks on your lips and shit from just like, you sucked a little too long on the track.
What's that makeout? I tell you, it was the makeout.
Yeah. Then you start getting herpes mysteriously from nowhere, which is strange since you never have sex. Anyways, the life of Thug Tor. Anyways, the curious case of Vicky.
Who knows what you get when your pants are around your ankles all day, stumbling through town?
Yeah, that's true.
Flip phone, don't even have a camera on that thing, poor guy.
I love guys. Okay, like one of the guy I work with.
Old guys?
No, the guy I work with, Brian. He's my best friend's husband, and he's always his pants always just sag a little bit.
Yeah.
To where his boxers hanging out. And I was walking behind him on the stairs, and I looked up really quick. And I noticed he's wearing boxers that had peanuts all over him, and they said peanuts.
You say nice nuts?
Yeah, I was just sitting there going like, should I say anything about these boxers or just quietly continue up the stairs? So I decided to quietly continue up the stairs, so I didn't want to mention it. He listens to this sometimes.
You had the perfect opportunity to Austin Powers him.
And say,
I can see your nuts.
I can see your nuts.
I used to think you were crazy, but now I can see your nuts.
Yeah, not my thing. So
totally mine.
Yeah. Either way. That kind of brings us to our question with the entire Will Smith thing is, it's been a long time since we have a really good Punch-Out game.
Yeah, true that.
You know, like a... You know,
well, the Wii one wasn't bad.
Yeah, but we always had... Well, it looked like shit. We always had stuff like, you know, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, great games of the classic ages. So, but we want to change it a little bit for our question for this week. What celebrity, not sports person, not a boxer, a real boxer, what celebrity, or even a sports person who's not a boxer, like, say, Beckham.
Yeah.
Have Beckham SmackDown. Yeah.
Kind
of cool. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But what celebrity or non-boxing sports star do you think should have their own Punch-Out game? One vote I know we're all going to say is Will Smith. Just have him versus the entire TMZ staff. Yeah.
I've got a good one. Maybe it's because I'm a Thunder fan. I'm in Oklahoma, and I'm not usually into basketball, but we've got our own team, and they're killing, and they beat down the Lakers, and I love that. The Fakers took one hard, and I loved it. And in particular, I would like to see Meta World Peace punch out. I'm sorry. Name yourself World Peace and start knocking out people and getting... flagrant fouls on the door. Get out of here.
Who's the dude with the beard?
Harden.
Because I keep seeing pictures on Facebook, everybody posting his fucking beard.
Nice. Harden, he's pretty dang good. He got elbowed in the back of the head by World Peace. The guy's name is Ron Artest. He changed his name to Meta World Peace and starts fouling more than anyone in the league.
It's a guy.
Yeah.
That's why.
He's a son of a bitch. Who is 7 foot tall and accidentally elbows other 7 foot tall dudes in the head that weigh 300 pounds? You know. Ooh, I'm sorry. I was celebrating. Really?
Like I told you, it's a guy. He tricks him into thinking that nobody named World Peace, like nobody named Shasta, would shoot you.
Oh, it's,
but then they shoot you. A guy named Shasta shoots you. Yeah. So.
And it's like, oh, we got Mother Teresa over here. She's a crack dealer.
Yeah, she's like, you don't expect guys who order Fanta
changed her name
to actually do it, like to try and mug you after you eat dinner. Yeah, at a restaurant. Usually, and then you get mugged by a guy and he's still got the Fanta glass.
And you don't expect a guy named Thug Tour to be really good at calculus either.
Yeah, and the guy's a fucking genius that works for Google. And you're just like, shit, you know, fuck yeah.
It's just all about street cred. He's got he's got other ideas.
He's got priorities.
Thug Tour ends up being like Al Gore's go-to guy for
everything. The internet.
Yeah.
Thug Tour and algorithms, they were like hand in hand.
Yeah, Thug Tour and algorithms. That's actually pretty funny.
Oh, man, that was awesome. I was going to say Zach Galifianakis, but I couldn't figure out who he was going to verse. I mean, he could verse Mike Tyson, at least from, you know, the fucking movies, but I'm just... I'm kind of at a loss right now. That was the only one that came to mind.
I got a few I could do. Paris Hilton. This could be Paris Hilton's prison SmackDown for when she went to jail.
A night in Paris jail.
Yeah, a night. It's just I like Paris Hilton's porn. Prison SmackDown. And it's her basically keeping all the bulldogs out of her cell.
She'd be all for it. She'd more run off the guidelines ever trying to get it.
Yeah. But you could just have Paris Hilton just punch out. Have Paris Hilton punch out. Let's see. Who else would make a good one? Oh, man. Who else? Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, man. I would like to see him in or out of the Iron Man suit punching people.
I didn't realize that he was the douchebag that was in. It's not The Fugitive. U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, he plays the bad guy in U.S. Marshals.
Yeah, I didn't remember that him being the douchebag. And then I just realized that. I was like... That looks a lot like Robert Downey Jr.
It is Robert Downey
Jr. And it is. Yeah. And it took me a second to look it up and was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's actually a good movie. It's a sequel to The Fugitive. So.
I love that.
Yeah. It is, but also then he was missing out of that U.S. Marshals old man.
Well, they had Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. And now Men in Black 3 coming out, no Tommy Lee Jones. They got this weird-looking bastard.
Well, they don't have Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, it's got, well, it's in the past. He travels to the past.
Yeah, it's Brolin playing Tommy Lee Jones.
Trying to look like Tommy Lee Jones, so it's not him.
Well, actually, he kind of pulls it off pretty well.
He looks like him, which is freaky as crap. Reminds me of the new Neutron. Because they kind of face mapped him, and it looks like it's face mapped Tommy Lee Jones.
But it's you know, it's Brolin from he was also in Planet Terror, for instance. But good actor. Father was in the Amityville Horror.
Yeah,
another great.
Oh no, he's great. Yeah. It's just I need Tommy Lee Jones.
I love his fucking lines. Yeah. I mean, he's pretty much typecast in everything. He always delivers a fucking
just badass.
I got one. Have you seen
Tommy Lee Jones fucking punch out? There you go,
Lose. They lose.
Have you seen lose by his words? Have you seen the previews for Hatfields and McCoys? Has Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton playing the Hatfields and the McCoys?
Oh jeez,
redneck shootout battle! And I was like, I'm going to watch this 3-night special. Starting, I think, Memorial Day, actually. I think it is.
Put it on the DVR.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this shit, because it's just like, it looks brutal as crap, and it's, I mean, you know, Kevin Costner.
Is it on HBO?
No, it's going to be on, I can't remember which channel. I keep seeing previews for it on History Channel, but I think it's going to be on AMC or something like that. But it looks fucking really good, and I'm just like, Sean Connery, when he plays a badass, does a good job as a badass. Like, Mr. Jones plays a serial killer, does a good job as it. The Untouchables, Elliot Ness,
The
does
Rock.
A great job. The Rock, what? Who were you thinking of? You were thinking, Kevin Costner. Kevin Costner. Oh my god, no. Sorry, I don't know why, I'm tired. No, Kevin Costner, not Sean Connery.
I was like,
sorry.
Where are you going with this?
Fuck that, I'm talking about Kevin Costner here. He's a good actor when he wants to be,
I never said he was a bad actor. It's just the movies that he makes.
He picks shitty movies.
No, when he makes movies on his own.
Yeah.
That's when they get
That's
bad.
What I'm saying. So he picks shitty movies.
I'm a fan of The Postman and Waterworld. I love Waterworld.
That movie is boring as shit.
I think,
man.
I saw it in theaters when I was really young. So it's got that kind of Dark Crystal effect on me. Like, the Dark Crystal I love. I know it's horrible, but I love it.
It's not as bad as some people make it out.
You know,
I don't sit through Dark Crystal anymore.
I own it.
So that's pretty bad.
But the Olympic ring annoys me. Oh,
it's like sitting through Watership Down like more than once.
So good. And once you start watching the people, you can actually see where their arms and legs are, and it's really a puppet, not a big dog walking.
You can see it's Jim Henson.
It's a person. Yeah. Little balls hanging out.
Like, me and my wife. Yeah. Like, run!
The whole puppet effect where their fucking legs move all like...
No. They're actually dressed up. They're real active. It's Jim Henson and his wife dressed up inside these things. Yeah, with the makeup on, and then the faces are animatronic, so to give them the big fucking weird...
That movie taught me three of my main life rules. Looks like a Gelfling, smells like a Gelfling, must be a Gelfling, right there. That's it.
Things I learned in college. Yeah, the things that beer and masturbate... Sorry. The things that not having a life taught me. It looks like a Gelfling, smells like a Gelfling, must be a Gelfling.
This is fact.
So.
Life and Times of Thug Dwarf.
Oh, that's horrible.
He's kind of hard. I don't even have a Blu-ray here.
Yeah.
So watching them HD DVDs.
That's basically our question is what celebrity deserves to have their own smackdown game, their punch-out game, like Mike Tyson style. Now, we said Will Smith would be a good one. Also Paris Hilton. I think Sean Penn. 80s Sean Penn. Because you can skin it up. Yeah. You can have like 85 coked out Sean Penn. And then the 90s Sean Penn of I'm not doing movies right now because I'm totally disappeared and cracked out of my head and great. Well, yeah, I'm not cracked out. And then you have like Mystic River Sean Penn.
Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite too.
Being a good father. Yeah.
Sean Penn's a kick ass actor. Yeah.
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean's not that much of a badass. No,
I don't know.
Oh, Liam Neeson.
Ooh, well, speaking of Liam Neeson, so I finally saw The Gray. And I was hoping for more Wolf Punch Out.
Yeah.
Not as much Wolf Punch Out as I wanted to be.
Just wait for the unread.
Well, it just... Okay, the movie took itself too seriously. Because it's about surviving against brutal odds, basically. And there's something poetic about how it ends. But with some of the things that happen
when
in that movie...
When people say that, it means the guy died. When you say it's poetic.
So. Well, I'm irritated because it had such great potential to be such a retarded movie. And it wasn't, and I wanted it to be really bad. And it's because of all the outlandish scenarios that happened in between that it takes so seriously. And you look at that, and you're like, dude, all he'd have to do is just jump over that log and just fucking start beating the shit out of that wolf, and it never happens. Like, I saw something on the internet. I saw a meme the other day, and it had a picture of him there's that, I guess it's now famous, he's got like a pet, like all these like what do you call the mini liqueurs, like mini bar bottles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like he's got those and he's broken them off and taped them to his fist. Then he's got a knife in the other hand, and
this
it
is
said,
a rich guy gone over the edge.
Yeah. And it's on the way that they captioned it is like when Chuck Norris goes to bed, he checks under his bed for Liam Neeson.
Yeah, which I thought was great because I was like, yeah, actually, you know, two of them in a fight together because Liam Neeson's a big motherfucker. Chuck Norris is a little short.
Well, he's a big Irish dude.
Yeah, and I was like, I could see him like if he had some good training, just a little bit of good training, you know. Brute force alone, sorry, brute force included, he could probably fuck Chuck Norris up a bit. I think it'd be an equal fight, but I think they'd both be walking away with a couple cracked ribs.
Well, he was a Jedi at one point. So,
yes,
you know,
he was Qui-Gon Jinn, who died at the end of one movie.
I know, and he was like the best.
Same
he
way
was the best
the
new
same
Jedi.
Way Obi-Wan went out.
Living he forever. He was, actually became an embodiment of the Force. So don't even tell me he's dead.
He's stronger now. Because he was struck down.
How dare you blaspheme like that? He is stronger.
By a clownfish with a lightsaber.
Oh, man.
He looks like a fucking clownfish. Fucking Darth Maul. He should be called Darth Saul.
Darth Dingus.
He should have been some, like, Jersey guy with, like, a hairy chest.
Double-sided, 5-horsepower, vibrating
Darth Saul.
Lightsaber.
He's like, oh, you have a saber baton. He's like, oh, you want to buy it? He's like, $59.99.
Discount,
real cheap.
Discount lightsabers over here.
Yeah, I get them from my cousin.
Free funnel cake.
Pulls it out of the trunk.
I get them from my cousin.
It
Luke.
Comes with a free carton of cigarettes.
Ah, he's some Sith guy out in the outer colonies.
Four parsecs out.
Yeah, parsecs out. Four parsecs out. Just east.
Don't even ask.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, it goes like, how much? It's like, oh, don't even ask. It's like 20 galactic credits. So.
Oh, man.
Falls off a couple buses. Yes, yeah, falls off the back of a van.
Be a good one.
I like Darth Saul.
Fair enough, Darth Saul.
Yeah. Darth Saul would have made fucking Star Wars a lot better.
I think I'm more irritated with the people that grew up with those movies versus the old ones.
Yeah, they don't know.
Could you imagine him and Watto having a bargaining fight? Darth Saul and Watto, you know? He's like, forget about it. He's like, come on, you're breaking my balls. You know? It's like, I got a guy down in Fresno, hooks me up with 20 of these, half what you're asking.
Nice.
Look for a droid.
It's like Darth Saul of Venice Beach. we should email Lucas.
That's awesome.
Yeah, okay, anyways.
He has us killed. And then I had one other cool piece of news. If you're the other thing on there, the Falcon 9.
Which?
Talking about the rocket.
Oh yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm kind of a composites nerd. I work with a lot of them, carbon fiber and, you know, all sorts of crazy stuff. A lot of fiberglass and just, resin systems and stuff for it. And we've been at work, you know, testing a bunch of stuff. And some of our stuff that we did some testing on is now in space. Nice. On a Falcon 9 rocket went up.
Did you touch something that went in space?
I touched some of the same material.
Oh, okay.
I broke some of the same material.
You tested the material that's going into space to protect astronauts.
Yeah, well, there's no people on it right now.
Okay,
it's going to do a dry dock with the space station. They're basically going to park it in space. Space station's going to grab the, I got you, little joke there, you left. So they're going to do it, but they're going to reach out and grab it.
He was dry docking.
Yeah. Hey! So the arm's going to reach out and grab it, and pull the space station, they're going to take supplies, swap it.
Yeah. The baby arm's
going to grab
the apple. If I was the guy on the space station...
The baby arm's going to reach out and insert it in the moose knuckle
here.
So
that's the thing, is if I'm the guy on the space station doing the arm controls, I grab the thing and I take it up to the horse and start doing this.
Almost.
Just keep making the noise going,
but within 5 years, this is the guy that invented PayPal. He sold it, and he's got a few other things, but he's got a ton of money from it. So he's, why not? They build everything in-house. They do every single bit of it. Design, in propulsion, everything. There's four people
so
in space.
So this is for private space travel, right?
Exactly. For commercial.
They just need a graphics.
I'm just saying, they probably do. They hired a lot of game designers because they're really good at working in virtual environments
as
like
well
space.
As creating like user interface.
Yeah.
So.
Well, yeah, exactly. And they're controlling it all from their mission control. Mm-hmm. It's like mini NASA in there. Only it's privately funded, so they're like, woo, what do you want to do?
Is that here in town?
Yeah. It's actually in Mojave Desert.
Oh, okay.
They've got 550,000 square foot warehouse. Hmm. They do everything they want.
Well, in Mojave, you can build anything.
Yeah, it's got a... So basically, the Falcon 9 That's named after the Millennium Falcon. It's got 9 engines. That's why it's Falcon 9.
Nice. Yeah. I didn't realize
and,
that.
The orbiter, the little capsule that actually, basically would carry a human, like the first thing NASA sent up and had someone orbit.
I mean a monkey.
You know, well, people, anything.
We sent people before we sent animals.
It's called the Dragon. The Dragon space capsule, and it's actually named after Puff the Magic Dragon because someone was telling him, he's like, you've got to be smoking something to think that you're going to do this crap.
Yeah, be smoking something.
And he's like, oh yeah, well here, I'm going to send a dragon up in space for you. So he's got the Dragon Order thing and the Falcon 9. And so they've got the next one. And the next one's supposed to have twice the payload of the NASA space shuttle. So they're seriously...
Was that like 16 people or something like that?
It's, well, as far as cargo hold and stuff even. Not even just that little robotic arm that opens up out of the butt hatch. So
the dry docking.
Yeah, the dry docking. Yeah. Dry docking.
It's called the dry dock.
I seen him over there behind the dumpster, dry docking.
It's like, he's dry docking.
Gets messy.
It gets messy.
Wear your boots.
Well, the best part about dry docking is when you get a little bit in the tip and it starts to get loose.
Not so dry anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, then you get the... And then you're all happy. Yeah, it's like, listen to your Uncle Saul.
All downhill from here. But anyways, it would be a real cool place to work, I think. And it's a huge company.
I wonder if the price comes down to something reasonable, even if reasonable means like $10,000 or something. I think I would save up to go in space.
Dude, within 5 years...
I would get cancer just to have the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
They're trying to make it, like, as expensive as, like, the most expensive...
plane ticket?
Like, plane tickets for first class. Like, they're talking...
like 1,000?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what... Within 5 years, they're trying to get it down to that. Yeah. They said there's no reason we shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because NASA's said, well, sure, Doc, the International Space Station.
Like, the main thing is the fuel cost to actually send something up. Yeah. So, like, the amount of fuel you have to use is fucking a lot. Yeah.
And so, adding stuff
reentry is just falling.
Yeah.
That part's going to be scary as shit.
Yeah. Especially with the heat plates on the front as everything starts glowing yellow and you're like, is that normal? And Saul's like, it's fine. Don't worry.
They've already surpassed 90s NASA, in my opinion, on what they're doing, like, on their own.
Well, they don't 90s have, NASA are looking to a
whole I'm lot. Saying, like, what you're looking at there, it's getting insane. Like,
And then, like, New Millennium NASA really didn't do a whole lot other than, like, you know, slam a fucking, you know, a probe into Mars rather than landing it on Mars.
And you got some quick up-close pictures right before it.
Yeah.
It's like, we need to see how big the sand was.
We're getting feed. All right. It's going to land now, but right?
Oh, the cool thing that this is going to do, it's going to knock out all the conspiracy theories about people on the moon or alien crap up there. We're going to have people going up there and saying, it wasn't there or it was there, you know? You're going to have...
It's like they come back and, hey, it actually really was made of cheese.
Yeah, well, really, it was. Yeah. I got a bowl of it here.
Yeah, eat some. It tastes like feta. Just more assier.
But
just drier.
Can you imagine like what that's going to open up? But that was just blows my mind. I'm all nerdy about that, so I was gung-ho on that one. And I think it's cool.
I agree with that.
I played a tiny sand grain in that process.
Yeah, I love the idea of commercial space travel. It's just commercial space travel that takes you out of the inner system.
Yeah.
Be nicer into the further out. Yeah, that'd be cooler. But of course,
dude, if I could get into space...
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd be totally.
Dude, I would be psyched. Well,
It's like Morgan Freeman was sitting there talking about, because he's a huge science nerd, and he was talking on an interview talking about. They're like, "So, did you ever want to go up in space?" He's like, "No." They're like, "Why not?" Yeah. And he's like, "Because I don't want to go into space. I want to go to another planet." He's like, "I want to be the first person to go to some place like Mars or something like that."
Well,
I agree. Well, I was like, "That'd be fucking awesome."
Now, you've got the U.S., China, Russia, and SpaceX. Those are your four space SpaceX. Traveling. Yeah. Those are their goals. The four space faring.
Yeah.
Abilities.
But then you also have the different projects, because everybody's vain for what project, because everybody says we need to build a moon base, and other people are saying we just need to go to Mars. And then people are saying that if we build a moon base and we have an open window to go to Mars pretty much any time we want, rather than having to wait for the perfect, because the moon goes around more. But
that's the
arguments.
And the Protheans Mass Effect drive, of course. We have to go discover
that.
Because everybody knows that Mass Effect is not a game.
Well, once we get to
Mars, someone came back from the future. Is telling a story.
Once we get to Mars and we find all the Prothean tech, we're ready to go.
Yeah.
Then it's just a matter of, you know, spreading the white race throughout the universe. Yeah. What was it? Six million points of light across the universe? Yeah.
Go. You go. You go first.
Yeah. It's like every uniform comes with a mustache.
There's nothing good about who you are
or what you do. Skeet Ulrich. That's funny.
I was thinking more like Cleveland.
Oh, no, that's who he says.
I know.
All right, so that's the news. That was our question. That was our discussion about space. if God really was spelled dog. And now we're going to jump into some new releases.
Ooh. Not a whole lot in that department. The only thing that I saw of note, just to give people a heads up, was Golden Axe. Coming out next week on XBLA. So, and of course, I think you should get some Ghost Recon. Yeah, I've been looking. There's not a whole lot going on.
No. Gotta do that. Because we also have the Batman Game of the Year edition for Arkham City.
Well, I talked about that
earlier. Yeah, I know. And then we do have the Vita version of Resistance coming out, the title for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Vita hasn't been what it promised to be yet.
No, but Resistance was a good title nonetheless. I haven't been too happy with what I've seen for the Resistance game, but it is still a Resistance game.
It's, I was going to say, Vita hasn't wowed me enough for me to want to grab it yet.
What, even Mod Racers?
Yeah.
Build valleys. Oh, build hills. It looks like your finger and like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
You got to rub it real hard.
Yeah.
The only other thing of note to just kind of look forward to, there's been a lot of hype about it, but Lollipop Chainsaw coming out on June 12th. Something to look forward to, and then Phantom Breaker Special Edition coming out on 360 on June 12th.
What's that?
That's Sins of Solar Empire. Okay. It's
no, I've seen the Solar Empire, so I just couldn't recognize it.
There was Dragon's Dogma that came out this week. I did not get a chance to get around to it. I'm sorry, guys. Reviews are all over the place. Never always trust. Bad. Don't ever trust one review source. Always look at several.
So, and never take our word for it.
Yeah, just
play it.
Play it. But I think the important things when you're looking for a review is just to look at, listen to somebody that has kind of your same opinions. That's really what it boils down to. More than likely, they'll like some of the same things you have.
Yeah.
Or the same, have some of the same tastes you do.
Yeah.
So, but only other thing, we were going to talk a little bit about Diablo 3 Online, but I don't know, I kind of think we're running out of time, and I think that discussion's already been hashed out.
Yeah, what's, we did pretty good.
Okay. Well, what's Gauntlet for this week?
Well, speaking of Diablo, you're going to be on a float trip, Victor. I think Holly's still going to be on a float trip. Your Xbox Live membership is expiring.
Yeah, I haven't. I got to renew it at the beginning of the month. I'm just not that interested.
Fair enough.
If I don't go on a float trip, I'll renew mine. I'm technically silver this month because debit card messed up. So,
and I'm not going to play a Gauntlet by myself, so I'm going to play it online with Diablo because I want to play that anyway. So if you want to, I'll post my gamer tag at tiltcast.com on the bottom for my Battle.net tag.
And this is going to be Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Not the Diablo 2 Gauntlet we were talking about doing. We're going to wait until we get some feedback from you guys to judge if we should even bother doing it.
Well, I want to kind of do this as a tester. So. I mean, obviously, party will get full pretty quick. I'm going to start accepting invites for this probably around 10 o'clock. So at that point, I don't know, maybe we can start a hardcore game and see how far we can get. Or
just go from bareback.
Yeah,
just go
for it. Just fucking go for it, or we'll start.
And if you die, then you get left behind. So.
Someone else takes your spot.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's
I don't know. I'll define
that.
Unless they all gang up and kill him.
can't kill each other.
Maybe they can hoard a bunch of guys.
To survive.
A bunch of guys towards you.
Farm them up, herd them. Like old cow level. Just herd them up, bring them to Nos.
Unleash them on the nasty Nos.
Enjoy some of that.
Lightning bolt, oh shit.
death lightning bolt.
So,
and Saul's are there, you dry docking.
So what I'll probably do on that is I'll give everybody my gamer tag on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then for everybody that's actually playing, you guys can get on my Skype account and we'll all just have fun. So we'll figure out what's going on.
Nice.
And the cool thing is, even if you're not in the same game, you're still in the same party. You can all talk to each other.
Well, and so from this, what I can do is, once I post my battle tag, you guys can message me while I'm in-game. I'm just going to load up Diablo 3. I'll probably have it on online anyway.
Yeah.
And then just, we'll take it from there, and then we'll start passing out Skype information and all that shit at that point. Obviously not putting it on here, but...
yeah, we have a flood.
I'd rather just have people know it if they're going to actually game with me, so...
I have to turn mine on at work every day, so I don't want... Yeah.
Well, I don't want to mess with fucking Ventrilo. Fuck that. Go to Skype.
TeamSpeak?
I don't like TeamSpeak. I hate TeamSpeak. Skype all the way. But anyways, places that you can find us. We are now on Stitcher, and so there is a link to our podcast to Stitcher from our website at tiltcast.com. So you can search us on Stitcher, and Stitcher is an app that'll let you play this on your Android. So if you didn't want, obviously I don't think you can do iTunes on your Android anyway. This is another way for you to listen to us mobile. It's been normalized a little bit. It's been dithered down so that you can play it without worrying about your bandwidth. So now, if you want to subscribe to us on Stitcher, rate us, review us. We need some hits on there that'll actually maybe make us a little bit, couple bucks. We're not going to try to sell you anything openly on there, so don't worry about that. But just subscribe to us.
No pre-war nasty knots underwear.
Yeah, no, none of that.
With signed photo.
Yeah, you don't want those.
Those college days are
over. Profile bulging.
Yeah.
But also, of course, we can use more reviews on iTunes, so just search Tiltcast, subscribe on iTunes. Find us on Facebook. You can do just like that other person just did a minute ago and like us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for Tiltcast. And, of course, there is Tiltcast.com, and our email is tbag@tiltcast.com. So
TBAG.
Yeah. And for people wondering, though, this question thing, to kind of just wrap this up, we do the Gauntlet, which is a game we play every week, and with this question that we come up with, that's something that we do every week. So if you want to reply to this question, I repost it usually on Twitter, which you can find us, twitter.com/tiltcast, on Facebook, and, of course, I check the email. Mm-hmm. So always answer the question. Your response will be talked about on the show. And then just plugging other people.
Yeah, we've got our affiliates, people that we love and people that we hate. We've got the, that we'd love to hate. We got the Royal Canadian Tiltsmen. That's our sister cast up in Canada.
You said sister.
Yeah, I know. I said sister. Twisted. Anyway, we got the Elseworlds podcast with the Jesus.
The Jesus, the Ooh, Chuck, yeah. the Jennifer, mm-hmm. and the Will.
Yeah, and Jesus was on our a couple shows back, about three shows back.
Okay, he was
funny show.
Really funny show.
Funny show. We got the BMF cast, badmoviefiends.com. That's BMFcast.com. They review horrible movies.
Well, good horrible movies.
Yeah, good horrible movies. Movies that you love to hate. And they measured, they still did the Twilight scale.
Yeah, it's still on the Twilight's their douchebag scale.
Yeah, so if it has more than like one Twilight, then yeah, you probably don't want to watch it.
They call
so,
those bags.
Yeah, bags. Just like our tea bag.
Or douchebags.
Then we got our friend John over at the Carousel Podcast. Congrats on your marriage.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I did that last week.
Yeah, he did that last week. I had to work. So, but they've got the he's got the Carousel Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, does comics, books, video games.
Movies.
Anime, movies, everything, just a big smorgasbord. Dynamic Soundtrack, Boston. He used to do that. He's not doing it now, but go and listen to him. Maybe he'll bring it back. That's video game soundtracks. And then we got Extra Play.
Mr. Troy.
Yeah, he's one of our favorite people. We're hosting on his website as well. And he plays with us quite often. Fun guy. Then we got Mackie and the crew over at No Quarters.
Same guys from EMFs, just mm-hmm. doing video games weekly or monthly.
Yeah. And then we've got TVGP, which is that video game podcast with Knobs and Boston and all them. So,
well, and they do good things.
No, God, I don't want to say it. Yeah, they do good things to you and for you. So,
and that's our plugs.
Yeah.
So, with that in mind, did we forget anything? Are we good?
No, we are good. We got it all.
Time to record that intro.
Yeah.
So let's get the fuck out of here. See you guys.
Later, guys.